B-Pod Studios.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Every year, it's the man you've been waiting for. The sports talk author, Fonzarelli, Mike Missinelli. Yeah,
Mike. Oh, good afternoon, everybody. It is the Mike Missinelli Show. Yeah, we played the smooth groove, but there's no smooth groove today because this is money time as we go into the weekend with your Philadelphia Eagles in Tampa trying to pull off an upset. And we're going to break it down 100 different ways today. We want to know your feelings as we are now on the cusp of this game. Friday is no more fooling around. We got to get deep into it. And so I'm going to ask you specifically how the Eagles are going to win this game on Sunday. Just as a prelude, let's look at some things here. As you can see, I'm pulling out all the stops today. The last coach to beat Brady.
Correct.
Was none other than Doug Peterson. And so, in honor of that, and, trying to get some a good mojo coming our way, I am wearing the Peterson visor. And hopefully this means something as we go into the weekend. Because basically, Nick Sirianni is going to have to be the Doug Peterson today. But Jonathan Gannon is going to have to be ultra important in this game. So let's just look at a couple things here that we haven't really gone over all week. But just more information. I know you're overloaded right now. But more information. Here's the thing. The last game they played, you can look at it and go, okay, Brady picked them apart. They've got to avoid Brady picking them apart. And if you remember the last game, Brady just churned them up. 27 first downs Tampa Bay had that game. Average play was 10.5 yards. Now, that included drives of 10 plays, 9 plays, 11 plays, 12 plays. His completion percentage was 80.95. Now, what that means is they sat back, he picked them apart. So we've been talking about it all week, how he's going to have to do some things differently. I don't think that he can expect a different result by playing the same defense. So what has to happen? He has to be ultra creative. And I'm trying to figure out if I've seen that from Jonathan Gannon all year. And even if I haven't, he's going to have to come up with something. Now, this week, he should have figured out something where he can go with something to put pre-snap doubt into Brady's mind. And listen, that's difficult to do. I get it. But Brady's going to have to look at it and go, okay, well, I haven't seen that before. Last time I saw this, I didn't see that last time. Put a little doubt. That's the way you form a fissure that can turn into a crack. Also, I know the tendency is that he wants to get home with his front four. I don't think he can rely on that in this game. I think he's going to have some exotic pressures. He's going to have to throw a linebacker, and he's going to have to blitz the safety. Whatever he needs to do, some exotic pressure without relying on just straight rush from his front four. I just think he got to do something different. I don't think he can play it safe. You can't play for a cover. Because if you play it straight, most likely the whole world thinks the Eagles are going to cover. Mostly. At this point, Eagle fans are convinced that they can win this game. So forget the cover. It's one thing what I think. They have satisfied me. I don't expect them to win this game against Tampa Bay. But it would be nice if you gave your fan base a fighting chance into the fourth quarter by putting some doubt in Tampa's mind. And if it takes a last-minute drive from Brady, it's going to hurt. But at least you were there, and that's going to be the fun of this game. And maybe they can pull it off. There are a lot of fans I've been listening to on this radio station that believes they can pull it off. So let's continue. A couple little tidbits. We talked about how difficult it's going to be for them to cover tight ends. The Eagles versus tight ends this year, not very good. Now, I didn't really know this number until I saw it today. 106 receptions from tight ends this year against the Eagles, over 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns. Now, they're stocked full of tight ends, this team. So So he's going to have to figure that out, too. This is why, the defensive coordinator has all this stuff in front of him on his plate. And so that's another thing he's going to have to take care of. Confuse Brady however you need to do it. Also, the tight ends, he's going to pick you apart. You stay back. Those numbers aren't going to change. That's reliable for him. Short passes. Now, the other thing that I worry about, and again, these are stats that come out, and you go, really? Mike Evans, of course, we're going to think Slay is going to do a good job on Mike Evans. That's all well and good. I did not realize that Evans this year has lined up 33% of the time in the slot. Slay doesn't really vary and grab a slot receiver. He's mostly an edge corner, so that means Vontae Maddox may be matched up against Evans a little bit, which is a mismatch in physicality. So that's another thing, another aspect you have to worry about. Now let's look at the other side. Because Jalen Hurts is a better quarterback than he was the first time they played him, obviously. Lane Johnson is back for this game. Wasn't there the first time. I've been telling all week how Hurts has to get chunks of yards with his legs. He led the league in scrambles versus the blitz. Tampa Bay blitzes a lot. So that's a big advantage for the Eagles. If he can get out in space when they blitz, get on the outside of it, get around the edge, get chunks of yards, that is a major, major advantage for the Eagles in this game. So on that note, we'll throw it over to the crew and see how they feel on this Friday afternoon at 2:07. Tyrone?
Well, I'm excited. I'm excited for the game. I'm excited for the opportunity. Now, all week I've been afraid of Brady. I'm not worried about the fear anymore. The game is what it is. I'm excited for the opportunity laid out in the things that you just said. The Eagles have to be aware of the same things. The question is, first-time head coach, first-time defensive coordinator, first-time quarterback. A lot of the players, first time in the spot, will they be able to make these adjustments in time? And that's what I'm excited to see. This is a great opportunity because if something special is getting ready to happen, it's happening from this great week of practice, and it's going to carry into the game. And I believe the game's going to be close. We'll get to whether or not they can win. But I think there's some opportunities there, and I'm starting to feel really good about the offensive side of the ball. But I will say I still have fear with some of the things you said on the defensive side of the ball. Gannon has to do, I think he does have to bring pressure, but I also think he has to bring his corners and safeties and linebackers closer to the line of scrimmage and see if they can get some bump coverage, some jam coverage going in hopes that when Brady gets it at 2.2 seconds, because he's letting it go at record speed, guys aren't where they're supposed to be. And to me, that's going to be the whole game. If Gannon can do it, they can win. If Gannon can't, it can get ugly.
It's going to have to be his finest coaching hour, and he's going to have to channel the creativity of Jim Johnson to do some things in this.
You're right. Right. Exotic. Brady's looking right. It's coming left. He's looking straight ahead.
Yes.
What the heck is this? This is an old film.
I haven't really seen that from him.
No.
But I think he's got to coach the game of his life, and he's had now some time to figure it out. So, Jen?
Yes.
After hearing all this, how are you feeling at 2:09?
So
on a Friday.
I'm trying to calm my emotions, and I'm finding it very difficult. I'm trying to let my brain do more of the work than my emotions, because I find myself today getting super, super excited about winning the game and seeing it happen in my head. But I'm still trying to hold it down with my brain, thinking, okay, we're going up against Tom Brady, the best of all time. But I'm feeling much better than I did on Monday. But you're absolutely right. If Gannon doesn't show up, then I don't see how they do it. And we need special teams to do their thing.
All right. It's playoff weekend. And as we discuss this game, we're going to have a little fun. I've got a bunch of prop bets involving the playoffs that I will offer to you and offer to our crew during the course of this show. And we'll have some fun. Now, if you're hearing like a raspy me, that's because I am a raspy me right now. And I'm frankly little bots, as they say, because I I had a procedure this morning where they stick a pipe down your throat. So I'm raspy, and I was also under anesthetic. And they told me today not to make any major decisions.
Uh-oh.
That's what when you're under anesthetic, they tell you that. So I'm going to have to make a major decision on this game. So, yes. So I'm hoping to make it late in the show where all this is worn off.
I'm excited about
all
that.
All right. Though. So here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. 610-632-0975. It's nitty-gritty time, man. We have going over this game all week. It's Friday now. We're going into the weekend. It's going to happen. And I want to hear your thoughts on what happens. It's the Mike Missanelli Show. It's 97.5 The Fanatic and NBC Sports Philly.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
The Fanatic.
All righty, here it is. Football Friday on the Mike Missanelli Show. And the 2 o'clock hour is brought to us by Ferguson HVAC, Lyon Conklin. Attention HVAC contractors for equipment, parts, and supplies for every heating and cooling job. This is one of Ferguson's kind of locations. They're in Bensalem, King of Prussia, Ben Salkin, or Westchester. All right, let's start our Twitter poll for today. And the Twitter poll is brought to us by PoweredByMoyer.com. Now make sure your gear is ready for whatever winter brings. PoweredByMoyer.com carries thousands of OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories for outdoor power equipment from brands like Husqvarna, Honda, MTD, much more. Order online at PoweredByMoyer.com. All right, Jen, what do we have today's Twitter poll?
Keeping it nice and simple. Will the Eagles beat the Bucks on Sunday? Yes or no? Early votes, no at 42%, yes at 58%.
I see. It started out early this week, 50-50, right?
Yep, and the plan all along was to come back with it on Friday and see if people felt differently.
And I don't know if they actually feel differently or this is a fan rooting interest type of... but it doesn't really matter. If you believe that they can win this game, I think it's you know, roll with it. I'm not going to convince you otherwise. At this point, I look at it and I go, I think they can really stay close in this game. And so we'll see if they can get a break at the end. Maybe they can steal this game in Tampa. It's the way I'm looking at it right now. But again, I'm not supposed to make any major decisions.
Yeah,
so I'll let everybody else make the major decisions.
You're going to have to, but later on. I'm just so glad that we have this playoff week, and I hope that doesn't come off sappy or corny, but I all along wanted to get into the tournament. I wanted to get into the playoffs. I wasn't worried about a draft pick. Get in.
Yes.
And now this is the opportunity, and this is why you do it. And I think most fans are hype. Most.
Mm-hmm.
There's a handful that are like, oh, they're definitely going to lose, and I think that's dumb. I think people that think they're automatically going to win and just dismissing Brady, I think they're dumb. And I think the people out there who are thinking, oh, it's definitely a loss. Who cares? One and done. I think they're dumb, too.
Yeah.
I'll be honest. Like, this is exciting to me. Like, what if Sirianni's about to be Belichick? Like, no one knew after his Brown stint that Belichick was going to be Belichick because he wasn't Belichick in round one. And he ended up turned out to be a great coach.
Yeah.
Sirianni, we were all skeptical. But he's won us over. He seems like a smart guy. Now, what if he's one of the great minds in this league? Sunday's an opportunity for him to show that. That means something to me. I want to see if this guy can do something special.
And I hope people aren't scared out there because I want this to be an all-time participation day. I want to hear from as many people as we can today on what your view is because everybody has a view. You've studied this game all week. It's like one of those experiences. You're playing against the best quarterback of all time. Can your team beat him? I think there's a lot of energy that should be flowing through you right now.
Mm-hmm.
All right. I got Doug Peterson energy flowing through me.
That's right. It's the new normal.
It's back to the playoffs. Okay. So let me first start with these prop bets that I'm talking about. I love these prop bets because they go all over the place. So these are all the games, but I just want to focus right now on the Eagles and the prop bets, and we'll just get this kick started here. So here we go. Passing yards for Jalen Hurts. The over-under is 197.5.
Whew. Under.
You're going to go under for that.
Because I think they're going to have success running the ball. I'm going to go under.
Okay. All right. Jen, you gone under also?
Yep.
All right. Passing touchdowns for Jalen Hurts. The over-under number is 1.5. The favorite is under 1.5 at minus 280.
See, I also think under, because that's passing.
Yes, passing touchdowns.
I think he's going to have one or two rushing, but I think one passing.
Okay, one, so you would lay the 280 to win 100.
Yes.
All right. Rushing yards for Jalen.
Mm-hmm.
This number makes me uncomfortable because I think it's going to have to be way more. Mm-hmm. The number is 51.5.
Whoa.
50, but that's significant for a quarterback. That's significant for a quarterback.
Yeah, but it's not significant enough in this game. And I'm thinking Vegas thinks that Tampa Bay is going to be able to limit his scrambles.
Well, or they think Sanders and those other guys are having a good game.
Yeah.
If Sanders breaks a 70-yarder because he's playing, then you don't need Hurts to run as much. I think that's a decent number.
Really? I'm going over. But only because I think it needs to go over. Like, I'm going to go over.
I'm going over.
It's a line that tells you under.
I'm going slightly under, though. I'm saying he could get 50.
Yeah.
And that would be a slight under. Like, I think 50 would be decent. And I hope the ankle's 100%, but on a wet wet track.
Yeah.
Will it be 100? If it is, it is. But I do worry about the high ankle on a wet track a little bit. Just a little bit. Because I know he knows where he's going, but will he plan hard on that ankle on a wet turf? It's just
it's a factor. All right. Receiving yards for DeVonta Smith. Now, what would you like that over-under number to be?
I need it to be 70 or more.
Yeah, it's not.
I was thinking 75 or more, yeah.
It's 44.5.
What?
See, here's the problem. That tells me under.
Yes,
that tells me they're rolling coverage to him, and Tampa saying in the pass game, we'll even live with Goddard in the seam. They're probably thinking the only outside guy or the only guy who can take it to the crib is him.
That number does not make me comfortable.
Hate that number.
And now let's go to Dallas Goedert. Receiving yards. What do you want it to be at?
Same range. I need it in the 70s.
55.5.
A sign at the same time.
I don't love that.
I don't either. I didn't know that these numbers were going to knock us down a bit, but I think they are slightly.
But I guess it kind of lines up. If he goes 198, they're saying whenever they put a quarterback under 200 yards, they're saying he's going to be under.
That's
what they're saying. That means there's not that many to go around. But then the question is, if they each get their number, that's 45 and 55. Let's say that's 100. Who's getting the other 97 yards if those two aren't?
Yeah.
That means a little to the back, little Boston Scott, little Gainwell. Or am I to believe that Rager's going to get 50 yards? Like, I can't believe
that. I don't
know.
Now let's get into Jonathan Gannon's kitchen here.
Oh, boy.
Passing yards for Tom Brady. What do you think that number should be?
I need that number under 250.
272.5.
Don't love that. Because that don't love that at all.
Passing touchdowns, Tom Brady. The over under 2.5. The favorite is the under at 2.5. Well,
all right.
That's the
I could live with
like that. Receiving yards for Rob Gronkowski.
I need him to be
poor
around.
Number.
I need him at Goddard, 55 like Goddard.
59.5.
All right. That's encouraging.
Yeah. And finally, rushing yards for Leonard Fournette. What do you think that number should be at?
I mean, that number should be under 50 coming back from injury.
64.5.
Don't like that.
No.
Because I think Jones is hurt, is game time decision. But they'll have that back that they had last week that played decent for him. If he gets 60-some yards, they're figuring it out. I don't like that.
I don't know. Listen, they're just numbers. I don't know how that makes you feel, but I thought we'd kick it off with the.
And we
those numbers.
And we can't pretend the Eagles aren't 8.5-point underdogs.
No,
I mean, it is what it is.
It is.
That doesn't mean they can't win.
Yes.
But those numbers should be in favor of Tampa when a team is 8.5, when they're 8.5-point favorites at home.
Yeah.
So the numbers could be wrong, but I'm saying those numbers probably, if all those numbers happen on the number, where you get 50% of the money and 50% of the money, and that Tampa wins the game. But that's what chalk would be anyway. So that's all right.
All right, let's kick it off. Here's how you get in. 610-632-0975. It is a Football Friday. And, of course, Football Friday is brought to us by Pump Man Philly. If you need a water pump expert for your facility, contact Pump Man Philly. The guys know to fix your flow. Let's start it off with Jersey Rick on a cell. What's up, Jersey Rick?
Hey, what's up, Mike and crew?
What's going on, Jersey Rick?
I'm the guy that Super Tampa Bay fan I'm telling you about. I think I was a little too angry last time we talked, so I wanted to call back to smooth some things out.
All right, okay, smooth some things out, Jersey Rick.
To give us some key points how y'all can win this game, okay?
Yeah.
Now, the key point is to get to Brady. I know it's going to be difficult to do, but if you pay attention, right?
Yeah.
If you pay attention, every time Brady gets sacked, he looks around as if he ain't supposed to get touched. Like, what are you doing to me? Like you know, if you can get to Brady, you guys will definitely win this game. And the key to it, I'm telling you, Mike, out of all the teams that left in the playoffs, if Hurst can pass the ball, if any team left, it will be Tampa Bay. I'll bet that. And I am a Tampa Bay diehard fan. We cannot stop the pass, man. I'm telling you. The run, we might shut the run down. We might just, but we got the 27 is awesome. Get past the linebackers, y'all can beat us, man. I'm telling you. And you heard it.
Well, it's not his strength, so. You know, hopefully that happens for the Eagles.
And you know what else is funny, Mike? I watched, like I say, with me driving back home to Delaware, I listened to you guys before y'all even got here, how you guys weren't even planning on making it anywhere. You guys had, like, some of you guys, like, 6 wins. Now you guys made the playoffs. You got to give yourself some more credit, man. I'm telling you. Yeah, and Tyrone, I know you heard me last time. Like, I said something about you. But you went the one, like, get rid of Hurts. But, you know, like, I'm
just never say that.
You never said get rid of Hurts. We were both in the same category. We were waiting to see what he would do by the end of the year. It was simple.
Man, he has improved a lot, man. I say that. He's improved.
I don't know about a lot, but he's improved.
Okay. All right. Now you heard. Now, when y'all win, right, because y'all pass the game, wait for me to call you guys. I'll tell you.
All right. Please. All right, man. You got it. Now, listen. He said something that we all think. You got any pressure on Brady? This is not good news that just broke here. Sirianni said Josh Sweat is questionable for Sunday. Had abdominal pain during the week. Is gradually getting better, but his status remains in the air. He needs to be in there.
Yeah, they need him. They need him. They need middle pressure. They need Hargrave and Fletcher Cox to have a good game. Yeah, apparently he's got it was a abdominal illness.
Yeah.
So that
he's
means,
got, I'm thinking.
That means he'll play.
Yeah, I'm thinking.
What they'll do is IV him up, because you're dehydrated if that's happening. He's dehydrated. You IV him up, and you plug him up with some meds, and you got to get him through 4 hours. He needs to be good from 12:30 to 4:30. So you plug him up with some drugs, and you hope the dam doesn't break in the fourth quarter.
Well, that's one of my keys.
That's kind of what you got to do.
I mean, like, when I think about, like, who's the most reliable guy that we could get in his face, it would be that dude. So, you know, I'm hoping he can play. All right, Jack in New Jersey, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Jack.
What's going on, Mike?
How are you, Jackie?
All right. Pretty good. Before I get to my Eagles point, earlier in the week, you guys were talking about Steve Perry and the all-time great rock and roll voices.
Yes.
And I'm 22 years old, so I might sound like a millennial here, but I want to throw out a couple names. Two names were Geddy Lee of Rush and early, because now he doesn't sound as good, but early Bob Seger, like 70s and 80s.
It's not floating me. No.
I don't know. I just wanted to
see. Yeah, neither of them float me.
Okay. But to the birds.
Yes.
I think when you look at the games the Eagles lost this year, you know, for the exception of that one crappy loss to the Giants, you know, we really only lost against teams that were just as good, if not better than us. You know, the only ones that I think, you know, you can make an argument we were maybe better than or just as good, maybe like the Raiders, but or San Francisco, but other than that, you know, when we were losing a lot of these games earlier on, we weren't getting killed over the top. These just, you know, back-breaking, you know, big 40-yard bombs. A lot of the plays they were giving up, they were getting nickel and dime down the field. by good quarterback play, and their defense wasn't stepping up and making the requisite plays.
Yeah.
Which makes you nervous for a guy like Tom Brady, who's the king and assassin of, you know, nickel and diming you down the field and picking up big plays when he needs to.
Yes.
So I think for this game, when it comes to the defensive side of the ball, it's not as much about, you know, just doing your job and limiting the big plays downfield. Guys like Darius Slay, T.J. Edwards, the defensive linemen are going to have to get in there and make big plays in, you know, short yardage situations, because he's going to be dumping it off to Gronk a lot of short yardage to the running back, and they're going to have to sort of step up and not allow themselves to, you know, they're going to have to make stops on 3rd and 3 and 3rd and 4. I don't really think you're going to see a lot of, you know, Brady going for 20-yard, you know, deep routes down the field.
That's why I'm thinking he needs to disguise coverages. And he, you know, if he plays that deep shell defense, I mean, that's just money for Brady.
Oh, yeah. The safeties need to be dropped down. I think they should try to limit Anthony Harris's presence on the field as much as possible. Leave Rodney in as the single safety, and then have a lot of, you know, probably bring about 3 corners out. I think that would be a better thing. You know, try to have as much looks with Rodney, Avante Maddox, Darius Slay, Steven Nelson, all on the field at the same time, with the guys brought down. I think it would be good. On the offensive side, I think we all know that, you know, the running game is going to have to, you know, be the difference maker. I think, especially with the 20 to 30 mile an hour winds and the rain, they're not going to be, you know, I mean, and the way the Eagles play, they're not going to be throwing it that much. You know, Goddard's going to have to make some big plays, so will Devontae, but it's going to be all about the run and Nick and Jalen. And, you know, EAGLES. Talk to you guys at the end.
All right, brother. You got it, Jack. Jack's on a roll there. Geddy Lee.
No, he's not one of the greatest singers of all time.
And what you say about his company, and what you say about society.
That's pretty good.
That Geddy Lee?
Yeah.
And I love Rush. I'm a huge Rush fan.
Really?
You can't put Geddy Lee out there. You don't like Rush?
No.
There's a lot of Rush fans out there that you're going to upset.
No.
Oh, I love Rush.
No.
And
no go for me.
And Bob Seger.
Great.
And I was talking about the Silver Bullet Band is a great name.
It's awesome.
I wish that name was still available for another band, but not
Tyrone Johnson and the Silver Bullet Band.
Man, that was so good. But he's
got a tone to him.
No, he's not bad.
Yeah, he's got a rock tone to him.
We were talking about top 5 ever born.
Yeah.
You know how hard it is. Mm-mm. The voice is fine. So he can sing.
Boom, 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 boom. Boom, 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 boom. Come on, man. I can't go Rush. All right, Mike in Mayfair. Mike, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
What's up, Mike?
I'm saying that I am a proponent of Minshew, and I want him to actually start the game.
Why are you giving me this silliness?
No, I'm not giving you a silly.
It's silliness. You're giving me silliness on a football Friday where we got to focus on this game. You give me Minshew? Come on.
No, they're more synchronized.
Oh, come on.
They're more well-organized.
This guy's not going to. You need to have your quarterback run in this game. Scramble. Beat them with those kind of plays.
No. You're going new school. I'm going old school.
Come on, brother.
You have to have the quarterback, well-organized and, you know, with the audibles, it's got to be, in play. So, come on.
This is silliness.
And, no, hold on. If the mustache can throw 2 touchdowns playing with backups against Dallas, he will easily be able to put up 40 points against the Bucks with the starters in. It's simple math.
Who put you up to this? One of your friends?
Math.
One of your friends put you up to this?
It's simple math.
You are really striving for the most idiotic call of the last half year.
Yeah. Put me in the.
You are. That's a badge of honor because we get a lot of bad calls, but you're just like right up there.
Yeah, I know, and I know you appreciate it.
Yes, I do. And whatever friend put you up to this, tell them we're on to them.
Yeah.
All right.
All good.
All right, you got. Come on, man.
What's he talking about?
Come on.
What's he talking about?
Waste 2 minutes of my life like that. I'll never get those back, those 2.
Hey, anybody from Mayfair Please call in to clean the palate of you, because currently now he's representing your neighborhood.
That's right.
The
right.
Mayor intersection.
You need to be an oyster cracker. Clean the palate.
That's right. A little
a sorbet.
Yeah, a little sorbet.
We need some Mayfair sorbet. So anybody from that priority status for anybody from the Mayfair section
right.
of Philly.
A saltine please. Cracker. Yeah, something like
something
that.
Something like that. Goodness gracious. At least a glass of water.
Come on, my man.
Something different.
Let's go. This is not fiddle faddle time. This is serious business. Let's go, Josh. He's calling from Tampa Bay. What's the vibe in Tampa, Josh?
What's going on? Hey, quick question before I start my call. I don't know the rules, but now that the Bears are out of the playoffs, can we sign Nick Foles? What the hell was that guy talking about?
Yeah, well, you know, it's a mustache.
How's everyone doing?
You need to be controlled. You're your sister. Come on.
Hey, man.
Let's go.
So I kind of like what Jen said. She's trying to separate the emotion with the logic coming into this week, because, like, that's where I'm at right now.
Yeah.
So I was just at Cigar City Brewery right by the airport. There had to be at least 6-7 Eagles fans in there already starting to congregate down here.
Cigar City Brewery, huh?
Yeah, there's a couple of them down here. It's a good.
Can you smoke cigars in there?
Yeah.
Oh, really? It's a cigar bar?
No. It's a brewery, but they got the whole thing at the front with the T-shirts. You can also buy cigars and everything.
Oh, very nice. You very few places you can smoke a cigar anymore. I'll tell you that.
It's a good spot. Well, they got the outdoors.
Okay. Thing, so, all right.
So yeah, the vibe is starting to get Philly here. And here's the thing, right? So I was talking to a lot of people I work with down here, because I moved here 3 months ago, and I'm like, who's got tickets? They're like, we're selling. We're not going because, A, we think we're going to advance, so we're going to save our money, and, B, it's going to be cold. It's going to be 65 and windy. I hope it's 40% Eagles fans.
It's going to be cold.
All right. Come on, man.
You took a shot, didn't you? You wanted to make us feel bad with that.
I actually didn't, but now that makes sense. Yeah. But hey, man, I'm so excited down here. I got my cousin just flew in. I got two of my buddies flying in tonight, and let's go. I mean, you know, I can see it happening. Why not?
You have a good time. I love to be living in Tampa right now with the Eagles coming down there. You got a big rooting interest. That's going to be so cool, man. Have fun.
Let's go, Bird.
All right, brother. There he is, Josh in Tampa Bay. The Bucs-Eagles ticket is the most expensive right now.
Yeah.
With an average purchase price of $343 and a get-in price of $231.
Yeah. Now, there are people who say, well, that's because obviously the amount of Philadelphia fans that live in Florida in that area as it is, plus the amount that are traveling. But word on the street is it's similar to the Super Bowl. If you don't have it now, you wait.
Uh-huh.
And an hour or two before the game is where you pull the trigger. And usually prices come down a little bit if that's too much for you. Because now the person is worried about having to hold on to them and they go to waste. So they say that's a trick that you go. Like, you'll be able to get them. If you're prepared to pay that price, they say now you wait. And then 11 a.m. Sunday, boom, it'll come down a little bit. You should be able to get in because that guy doesn't want to get left holding tickets that he doesn't want to use.
I've been down there. I've been in that stadium a couple times. One time was, I don't know, you probably remember this game. They were getting smashed, and Nick Foles came in, or Nick Foles brought him back in the fourth quarter. What year was that? We bailed out to go down to Little Havana and get some cubed Cuban.
For real?
And he came back and won the game.
Oh, so you missed it.
We missed it. Oh. We missed the end of it. I mean, they were down like 3 touchdowns.
I don't know. Honestly,
yeah,
I don't remember.
People remember that. Yeah, Nick Foles beat him down there in Tampa.
Oh, 2012.
Is that what it was?
That's what Booney says. Yeah, I don't.
He can't. Didn't he come back in that game? No, they were down. They were down, but I don't think it was the 2012 game. I'll find it. Ladies and gentlemen, you just played him. You just played the soundbite, and here he is live on the air.
Huh?
People ask about him all the time. He's the great Bernie from Broomall checking in. What's up, Bernie?
Hey, Mike, how you been?
What's going on?
Everything.
Well, tell me about it. What are you feeling like right now on a Friday with the Eagles going on Sunday?
Oh, man, I think they're going to win outright.
They're going to win.
No problem.
Beautiful. So what's your Sunday going to be like, Bern? First of all, how you feeling?
Oh, I feel great every Sunday, Mike.
Good.
Every time they play, well, I feel great.
You sound good now. You feel good on a Friday?
Yeah.
All right, awesome. So what's been going on in your life?
Not too bad. You know, I'm moving from day to day, like everybody.
I got you. All right, so what's the day going to be like for you on Sunday?
It's going to be as terrific.
What, you got any plans? You got a little brunch?
Yeah.
All right.
A little chicken, a little beer.
A little chicken and beer?
Yeah.
I like the plan. What kind of chicken?
Oh, southern fried chicken.
Oh, you need a little southern fried chicken for brunch?
Yeah.
And some beer?
You know, I have soup every morning before I eat.
You have soup every morning?
Yeah, my wife cooks me nice hot soup, vegetable soup, chicken noodle, anything.
Beautiful. That's nice.
You know, why I take a lot of pills, so when I take the medicine, it sort of overcomes the medicine.
Uh-huh.
You know what I mean?
I got you. So listen, people ask about you all the time. People are always concerned about you. So I'm glad that you're up here giving us an update.
Yeah.
All right, buddy. Listen, you take care, all right?
All right, thanks a lot for taking my call.
All right, Bern. There he is, ladies and gentlemen. Sounding good.
He sounds great.
Bernie from Broomall.
Still sharp, Bernie.
Getting ready for some fried chicken and beer.
That's right.
Prior to the Eagles game.
Bernie, what I'm going to have?
610-632-0975. It's a quick break. We're back in a flash after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5, The Fanatic.
All right, we have a couple open lines, and this is not permissible. 610-622-0975. I blow out these lines all day today. Are you running scared out there? What's going on? You running scared? Come on. Let's go. Let's bring it. All right, let's go back to the phones. Dave in Mayfair is checking in. What's up, Dave?
Hey, Mike. Big Dave in Mayfair here. What's up,
Big Dave? We had a caller in Mayfair who wanted Gardner Minshew in there. Early.
You know what? You might as well pull Devontae Smith and start Arcega Whiteside while you're at it.
There you go. Poor JJ. He had surgery on his finger.
And then that guy.
Yeah. JJ.
Hey, I told you in the beginning of the year, you thought I was crazy. I said the Birds were going to go to the Super Bowl and going to win the damn thing.
You're still crazy.
But it starts this week.
I hope it does start this week.
And listen, for the 27th consecutive year, the Cowboys are going to fail to make it out of the divisional round.
You think so? Yeah, I had too many people like San Francisco in that game.
What's that?
Too many people like San Francisco in that game.
And there's a good reason. Dallas is Dallas.
Yeah, I don't know. When the whole world likes a team, it usually goes the other way.
I don't know, man. Hey,
scares
listen,
me.
Go with the run game. Go with the run game. Tampa Bay defensive front scares me in the run game. I don't think it'll be as effective if we keep pushing the run.
Well, I don't know. There's been other teams that have scared you defending the run. The Eagles have had no problem with them. So, you know, when you got a good offensive line, I guess you can block the run.
I'm just pumped up. I did expect to get him in my head.
In your head. You got to win the Super Bowl in your head.
That's going to be a reality. Fuck love to start this week.
All right.
I'll call you the second week of February to check back in.
All right, Dave, listen, I'm going to give you a prop bet here. All right, we're going to have some fun today. These are prop bets that have been laid down on all the playoffs. All right, so let's. I'm going to go to the Cowboys game for you. Okay, so let's get. Hold on 1 second. Here it is. Okay, passing yards. Jimmy Garoppolo in this game. The over under is 249.5.
I think it's going to be under, but not by much.
You're going to go under? All right. You got it, buddy. I appreciate the call. There you go. All right. So Jimmy Garoppolo. Now let's look at some other props here for this game. These are interesting. Will Trey Lance get a snap at quarterback in this game, Tyrone?
No problem.
Jimmy G hater.
No, he'll probably
-200 is no.
I think he probably gets a goal line snap. They've been doing some things.
Oh, well, and that's a good bet. +150.
Yeah, I could see that happening.
All right. Let's go here with, all right, this is a good one. Klay Thompson made three-pointers versus the San Francisco 49ers total TDs. The favorite is Klay at minus 140.
I think the Cowboys are going to score. I mean, I think 49ers are going to score four touchdowns. I think Klay is going to score under that. So, yeah, I like San Fran.
You like San Fran?
Yeah.
Okay. Dak Prescott passing yards. 275.5 is the over-under.
I like the over.
You're going to take the over?
Yeah.
You got the 49ers winning the game.
Yeah.
All right.
It's garbage time yards still count.
Yeah.
Okay.
They fall behind. He's got to throw. He's got good weapons.
This is the third call for Mayfair in the first hour.
They got to represent.
Elijah is checking in. What's up, Elijah?
What's going on, man?
How you doing?
I'm good, man. I'm calling to protect a good name in Mayfair.
Yes, we need to protect a good name after the Minshew call.
Yeah, I don't know what he was thinking. It's actually the second time I actually heard from Mike in Mayfair. I listen to the show all the time. And
yeah.
I'm like, the last time I was real puzzled about what he was saying. I guess he said Minshew last time, I believe.
Did he? Yeah, this guy might be a me. I think he's trolling us, but that's all right.
I mean, if he likes him, he likes him. I just don't like him over Hurts, you know?
Yeah.
It doesn't make much
sense. No, it's foolish to even think about it. I don't even know why he brought it up and wasted our time.
I think he's just trolling, honestly.
Yeah.
But, I wanted to clear up the good name of Mayfair.
Okay, so how you feeling about this game? Tell me how they're going to win it. Tell me what you foresee.
I mean, it just all goes back to starting Hurts over Minshew. We need that run game present, you know, and Minshew ain't running faster than putting up any more yards than Hurts. Like, there's no way. So I see the run game being the big game changer. If we can attack the run, and we should come out to a close one. Not really worried about this game. If we win, I'm more worried about who got to play the Packers, I believe, right?
Yes.
Why
are you worried? You're more worried about that game? That's like gravy. That game would be gravy if they get to that game. My God.
I mean, I'm just like, their offensive power is just like Aaron Rodgers having one hell of a year.
Well, listen, I mean, if they beat Brady and Aaron Rodgers in consecutive weeks, it might be one of the greatest Philadelphia sports achievements ever.
That's what I'm saying. I'm swinging for the fence, but I mean, I hope it happens, diehard Eagles fan, but it's a tall order to get up, you know?
Yeah. No, I hear you, brother. I got you. You're talking about beating two of the top five quarterbacks of all time in consecutive weeks? I mean, where would that rank? It's one of the all-time great achievements ever.
My Christmas tree would never come down.
Seriously, think about that. They would be a monster underdog in Green Bay, and they will have beaten an 8.5-point favorite, the GOAT of all time, and then they take out Aaron Rodgers in Green Bay, probably -9 at least.
Well, it'll be more than that. It's 8.5.
All right, -11.
Yeah. Whatever, be, 13.5. I think it'd be 13.5.
13.5?
I do. I think it'd be 13.5. I'll tell you what. If they beat Tampa, I'm going to pick them to beat Green Bay. First things first.
If they beat Tampa, you're picking them to beat Green Bay.
Well, yeah.
Why? Because it's
point.
Like Charmed Life?
No, because I don't. Rodgers is great. Rodgers isn't Brady in the playoffs.
Okay.
Brady in the playoffs.
He's not. He hasn't been Brady in the playoffs, but.
He hasn't been.
This is not a formidable team he would be playing.
Well, they would be. They just proven they were. They went on the road and won a playoff game against the greatest quarterback of all time. They would be formidable at that point.
All right. Well, listen, I hope that happens.
Yeah.
Yeah. I got a bad, these are my personal headphones, and they're going fuzzy on me.
Oh, no. One ear?
Let me ask you a question. Would the, since they're my personal headphones, would it be appropriate for our technical staff to fix them?
Yes.
Extremely inappropriate.
What? No. Yes. They will come fix him?
Well, yes,
we're in the middle of a show. We got headphones.
They're right here right now. They would fix your headphones.
They're not fixing. It's not the headphones. It's probably have to twist it in the jack.
The wire.
In the jack.
The jack wire. Yeah. Probably because I've been folding these wires and wrapping them around, which I'm not supposed to do.
It could be the actual jack, though.
That's
too,
what I'm saying.
Could be the jack.
Yeah. Could be the jack itself.
Okay.
So
all right.
Twist it a little bit.
Well, we'll find out. We're going to go through. My man's here. He's outside the door.
Okay.
All right. 610-632-0975. Back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All righty, it's 3 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. 3 o'clock hour is brought to us by Court Police Bakery and Deli, world famous tomato pie and hoagie party trays, every bit as good. I tracked down the, actually, help of an emailer. The Nick Foles game was his rookie year in 2012.
Yeah, that's what Booney said.
Did he say that?
Yeah.
He said he didn't have to score it. I thought he was saying that was the score.
No, that's what the year
okay,
happened.
Yeah, I thought he was saying it was the score.
No,
yeah, it was 2012. It was his rookie year.
He threw it to Macklin.
With no time left.
Yeah.
All right, so the Tampa Bay had scored on a Doug Martin rush, 7:21 left in the game. It's 21-10. My buddies and I look at each other. We had our eye on some margaritas and Cubano food. So we leave. He takes him down for two touchdown scoring drives. In that game, he threw 50-some passes.
Yeah.
51 passes Nick Foles threw that game. They wound up winning.
He's good when he gets in a groove. He just wasn't in a groove all the time.
All right, so that was the last time I was in Tampa. But our next guest is in Tampa currently. He, of course, is the great Johnny Airport, Johnny Sunshine, and he's covering this game for NBC Sports Philly. He is down in Tampa as we speak. He's on the Comcast Business Hotline. Hello, John Clark.
Oh, well, there's a lot of sunshine down here. You got palm trees, 70 degrees, so glad to be covering the Eagles, not the Buffalo Bills, huh?
Yeah, it is nice down there, and it's going to be a little chilly on Sunday, so don't get your hopes up. May even rain a little bit. You've been down here getting the atmosphere and the team pulse. So what's it feel like right now?
Well, a lot of Eagles fans getting on the planes and coming down. Got a lot of trips here. And actually, it is the second highest price for a wild card game in wild card history behind that Eagles-Bears game, the double doink game out there in Chicago.
Yeah, Eagle fans travel, no question about it, and a lot of Eagle fans down there.
Yeah, and I got to tell you, I mean, I see Tampa Bay stuff everywhere. Of course, it says Super Bowl champs on there, so everybody's a Tampa Bay Bucks fan down here again because of Tom Brady and the Super Bowl. So I do think they're going to be well represented in their own stadium, which doesn't happen all the time.
Yes, yeah, no, you're right about that. Now, it's Friday, so we don't really know what exactly the game plan would be. But what are you sensing following this team? What they could possibly do differently to throw Brady for a loop?
Well, that's the thing, and what's concerning today is that Josh Sweat is questionable for the game, and he's got some sort of illness. His stomach has been hurting, and if you look at your pass rushers, Josh Sweat is really the only guy pass rush getting to the quarterback at this point. And that's a huge concern because Tom Brady gets the ball out quicker than anybody in the NFL. And if you don't get the pass rush with your front four, it's going to be a long day. And Tom Brady with those quick passes, getting it into the hands of Gronk and Evans, it's going to be a long day. So that's a big concern for me because they need to get the pressure with the front four. Blitzing Tom Brady, he's seen it all. So he'll get that ball out quick to a hot receiver and be fine.
Yeah, see, I think that this defensive coordinator has to have the game of his life. And I understand this. He's got to get pressure with his front four. But I don't think he can settle for that. He's got to try to confuse Brady somehow. I know that's practically impossible. But he's going to have to be, ultra creative to get some extra pressure on this guy to make him think a little bit.
Yeah, no, I agree with you. I just did a podcast with Malcolm Jenkins, and of course, they shut out the Bucs in Tampa Bay this year and beat them twice. And he said, blitzing does nothing against Tom Brady. What you need to do is you need to confuse him or try to confuse him because he's seen everything. But, you know, last maybe 8 seconds of the play clock, you need to show different looks and then disguise stuff and move around, especially with the safeties. But, you know, it's very hard to do that with Tom Brady because he's seen everything. I mean, he's 105 years old. So, you know, Mike, I think this is all on the offense. I think the offense is going to have to score and keep up with the Bucs because, I mean, the Bucs have scored 30-plus in 7 of their last 8 games, even without some of their receivers.
Yeah, I actually agree with you. I think they're going to have to score like 30 points in this game. So how do you think they can pull that off?
Well, a lot of people that I've talked to and the experts say you don't want to keep running up the middle into Vita Vea, who is just a house. So the Bucs are really susceptible to the run on the outside. And over the last, I'd say, second half of the season, I mean, you've had teams that are gashing them in the running game by running to the outside. So I think that does play into the Eagles' hands because they have an athletic, big offensive line. These guys can do it all. So you can pull the tackles, pull the guards, and get out on the edge. And I think that's really what you got to do in the running game. And having Miles Sanders is big for that. So I think that's big that he has no limitations, as Nick Sirianni said today.
Yeah, he did say that. But, you know, I don't know. I have a hard time believing that he could be, like, it worries me a little bit coming off a hand surgery, him holding the foot. What do you got? Are you at a pool party or something?
I'm sitting outside my hotel in the pool area doing some research, and there's, like, kids jumping all over the pool. So it's a different life down here in the wintertime.
This report poolside. That's awesome. So what are they feeling about Miles and that concern that I kind of have?
Well, you know what? I have the same concern. They have had some running backs who have come back and played with a fracture in the hand after having surgery, and the coaches have been trying to knock the ball loose with Miles in practice. I do think it's a concern, and maybe you won't see as much with Miles, but I think he's the key because, you know, either him or Kenny Gainwell getting to the outside and the perimeter of that good Bucs front, I think, is the key. I mean, Jordan Howard running into Vita Vea. You know, if you've got Vita Vea on Jason Kelce every play, that's a tough matchup because of Vita Vea's size. So I don't think Jordan Howard running up the middle is going to work. So I think Miles Sanders, Kenny Gainwell, even a little Boston Scott in there getting to the outside is the key, really, for the running game.
So wait a minute. They've been trying to knock the ball out of Miles Sanders' hands with a fresh incision?
Yes.
What's going on with that? Damn.
That's what Miles said today. Now, it was the coaches, so they don't have the same exact strength as JPP down here in Tampa Bay and Vita Vea and those guys. But, yeah, it's a concern. But Miles, he says it's bothering him a little bit. But he feels like, you know what, I'm going to lay it all on the line because we're in the playoffs. If it's hurt a little more, oh, well. So he said, I'm going to play, and there's no limitations.
All right. It sounds good. All right. So what do we look forward to your reports here? What are you up to right before we get to game time?
Oh, well, we got a streaming a virtual tailgate party on NBC Sports Philadelphia and NBC 10 today at 5:00. And then we got Sunday morning, 9:30 and 10 a.m. and 11:30 a.m. on NBC 10. We got live specials from Tampa down here. I mean, when you're in this nice weather, you got to be outside and on TV all the time. So, we got a lot of good things going on.
Just did a podcast
with Malcolm Jenkins. and he was really good because he has faced both these teams. And Mike, he even said Jalen Hurts is really tough to defend. The Saints had to scrap 2 game plans because of Jalen Hurts and his ability. So I think he's an X factor with the RPOs and getting out on the edge and getting away from those big tackles.
Yeah, I agree. I think he's going to have one of those kind of games where he gets out of the pocket, gets around the edge, maybe even on design runs. I guess you can't spend too much time on the golf course with all these reports you have to do.
No, there's no golf clubs down here. I'm doing research by the pool with all these kids running around and, getting ready.
He's doing research by the pool.
Come on, man. I got my notes out. Come on.
It's good work when you can get it, brother. All right?
Yeah, and by the way, do you remember that trip to Tampa? You ended up coming over to the station with us and doing the little...
That's right.
And sports.
That's right. The last time I was there. That's correct. Forgot about that.
You know what? I got to tell Tyrone and your crew this. I mean, You rolled up, you had a driver, you had somebody driving you, and then you roll up and you got that cigar already lit. Stepping out of the car out there on the deck of the Tampa TV station.
That is correct. I do remember that now.
That's how you roll. I love
that's
it.
That's how I roll in Tampa anyway. All right, man. Well, listen, you have a good time down there. We'll look forward to all the reports. What is your prediction?
Unfortunately, I think it's going to be a close game, but I think it's going to be one of those, you know, 31-28 type of games. And I think the Bucks. I think the Bucks are too tough. I think their defense is underrated. I mean, the defense is one of the big reasons they won the Super Bowl last year, and they should be getting some guys back. So I think it's a close game, but I think Birds are losing by like 3 points.
All right. Well, that, you know, that would be exciting and heartbreaking at the same time. All right, man.
Yeah, I know.
We'll talk to you.
Quiet down. Quiet down,
don't get any chlorine in your eye, okay? All right, talk to you later. There he is. Poolside doing research.
Who lives a better life?
He kept doing it, too. He kept on doing it.
Yeah.
Oh, you know, poolside. Oh, well, you got this nice weather. You got to work outside.
Yeah, he mentioned it three times. He was poolside doing research.
He thought he was slick the first couple times.
With a pina colada.
Yeah.
Research.
Goodness. How'd you get that gig?
Sister's rump.
And look at us. Yeah. We're sitting here. It's going to be 8 degrees tomorrow.
Wait.
It's going to be 8 degrees
and
tomorrow.
And the morning guys right now are probably at the same pool.
And who are you talking to? You had a driver. You had your cigar. You can't talk to us either.
You haven't been. Florida Mike is different than this Mike.
Oh, yeah?
You get down to spring training, Mike's got the rental car. Oh, it's Florida Mike. Yeah, we can go over to this place. We got a reservation over at that place. Over here. He's talking to this dignitary.
Like
Florida Mike is a different guy.
No, it's a vacation. That was vacation, Mike. I wasn't working. That was just a take in a game with the boys. In fact, I think I have a picture. Of a guy, I took a picture of a guy with he had a Stuart Bradley jersey on. Like Stuart Bradley had been gone, he's wearing a Stuart Bradley jersey. And I remember taking a picture of that guy, and he didn't know I was taking a picture and making a face. Like, I go, can you take a picture? And I had my buddy take a picture, and I'm going, like, well, he's like, well, look at this.
Like, who is this guy?
Look at this DB.
I mean, that was never a safe jersey to buy.
No, Stuart Bradley.
But people bought it.
Yeah, they had double nickels.
Yeah.
Stuart Bradley.
Oh, shortest guy.
Yeah. All right, let's go to Dante in Upper Darby. Dante, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dante.
Hey.
What's up, Dante?
Yeah, what's up?
What's going on, man? How you doing?
I'm sorry, I got you on speaker.
It's all right, go ahead. Take us off speaker. Let's get a combo.
He's gone. Probably for the best.
All right, Nick from Hershey, PA. What's up, Nick?
Hey, Mikey, how you doing?
What's going on, Nick?
I am fabulous, stupendous, and amazing. You know, I have an ask for you, Mike. What I need you to do is, I don't want you to watch this game as Philadelphia area, Mike. You need to watch this game as Florida, Mike, because it's what it is.
I'm going to be watching this Florida, Mike. I will have a cigar. I'm watching this game with maybe a little Grand Marnier, a little sweetness.
Yeah, but we all, as Eagles fans, need to watch this game with almost a relaxed feel because, you know, where we're sitting, everything's gravy. I mean, the fact that we're here is amazing. And then to be playing against Tampa Bay is something that I think of the first round contenders. I'd rather play Tampa Bay than Los Angeles, for sure.
Yeah, that's totally my attitude, by the way. If they lose this game, there's not going to be one hint of disappointment for me, and I'm just going to chill and watch it and analyze it. And if they got a shot to win it in the fourth quarter, it's going to be fun.
Exactly, and you know, I love that all the national pundits. I mean, I don't know where the Philly hate comes from in the media, and maybe it's just a skewed perspective. But they had all the quarterbacks up there. You know, wild card weekend. They didn't have Jalen Hurts up there. What's wrong with Jalen? He's a wild card quarterback. So it's all setting up to be like, oh, the Eagles, you know, why 8.5 point, 9 point underdogs. They're setting up to steal this one. I would be surprised if we did not win this game the way it's setting up, I've listened to all the stats. We know Tom Brady is Tom Brady. We know all this and that. But hey, it comes down to who's there to play the game. And I think this team, they don't know that they're not supposed to win. So they're going to go out there and play like any other game. And
they're going to play. They're going to play loosey goosey. Now you're right. There are two things that can happen here. One, they could restrict them with some master plan that Cannon comes up with, or they could score with them. And to score with him, Jalen Hurts is going to have to be big.
I agree. I think it's going to be a little bit of both. I think they're going to knock Tom Brady off his spot, and that's been his M.O. If you can get him off his spot, get him uncomfortable, maybe get with the wet weather, a ball that should have been caught by one of their receivers, scoops out, tipped off, and Gronk picked up by Roddy McLeod. You know, I just feel great about this game. I hope they make it close, but I would not be surprised if they win. And, hey, let's go Birds, baby.
All right, brother. There you go. That's the right attitude to watch the game. You know, you don't fret. Now, I know people are going to fret. Once you get into the guts of the game, and they're in back and forth, to and fro, back and forth, you take the lead, they take the lead, you tie with a kick, you know, and then people are going to like, oh, man, they can possibly pull this off. And I just hope that they can, at that point, knock the door down instead of squandering. Because I'm trying to figure out, it would really hurt the fan base if they lost the game where maybe they had. You know?
So they got a lead.
Yeah.
And they give it up.
Right. That would be hurtful.
Yeah, so then Gannon would have, whew. People have been keeping the powder dry with him.
Yeah.
Brady drives him down and he's back there playing prevent. Oh boy. Oh boy.
Yeah. There's so much intrigue. Like I'm trying to convince myself that defensive coordinator is gonna come up with something. And I'm trying to get there, and I can't quite get there because I haven't seen any of it this year. I haven't seen innovation.
No, because unfortunately, the winning streak came against the bad quarterbacks. I tell you what, if Brady didn't play in this game, the Eagles would win by 50. Because a bad quarterback can't do anything with them.
Exactly.
Nothing can do with them with a bad quarterback. Uh-huh. But a good quarterback, yeah.
All right. 610-632-0975. Two lines are open right now. So let's go to Gary in Glenside. What's up, Gary?
Hello?
Hello, Gary. How you doing?
Good, Mike. First time caller. Appreciate it.
Thank you, buddy.
Okay, I have a prediction for the game.
Yes, sir.
I disagree with John Clark. I have the same score. However, I have the Eagles winning 31-28.
Okay, 31-28. So if they score 31 points, I'm thinking they could win the game.
I think they're going to have to score 31.
Yeah. All right. So how are they going to do that?
Well, here's what. Maybe it's wishful thinking. I think that Tampa's going to be keying on the rush in the first half. I think that Hurts is going to maybe rip one off for 30 or 40 yards, force them to key on the run. Then he sneaks in two TDs in the first half passing. And then they flip it in the second half where they're keying on, you know, now he gives him some time and some room to run. And I think that over 50 for him rushing, that's a layup. That's a gimme.
Yeah, I agree. If he doesn't do that, I don't know if they can win. I think he's got to get 75 above.
I see him near 100 if they want to win.
Yeah, okay. That could happen. I would like to see that happen.
Yeah. Mike, in the music arena, if I could real quick.
Sure.
And I'm going back because I'm a dinosaur, but lead singers with a voice, how about Burton Cummings of the Guess Who? That doesn't do it, huh?
All right, it's all right.
Okay, now, and I've been...
American Woman! That one? That guy? Yeah, American Woman.
My favorite song, Guess Who, is Star Baby. He's got a great voice, great range.
Yeah, he's all right.
Yeah, okay.
He's not Steve Perry category.
I guess not.
All right.
Moving to a quick music venue, I've been waiting for months to tell you this. When you talked about, it must have been over a half a year ago, you're talking about different venues and different concerts. I went to a concert in Philly in 1967, and it was at a place called the Trauma. Do you know that?
No.
Have you heard of that? It's before the Electric Factory. The opening act was Strawberry Alarm Clock.
Uh-huh.
And they opened for Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention.
Well, that must have been a fine show.
Oh, my God.
Frank Zappa and the Mothers of Invention must have been fun to watch.
He was insane 50 years ago.
Yeah, I know. That must have been... It must have been fun. Now, the guess, it's funny because I had an argument in college with a kid on my dorm floor. And he's saying to me, guess who's better than who? This is like my first argument where I if it was a talk show host, I would have hung up on the guy.
You should if somebody says that.
Come on, man. Silly talk.
The guess who was, they had a couple of hits. They're from Canada, weren't they? You know the guess who, Jen?
Yeah, I do. I don't know if they're from Canada or not.
I think they're from Canada. American Woman was their big hit. And No Sugar Tonight in My Coffee. No Sugar Tonight in My Tea.
Manitoba.
Yeah, that doesn't
work. From Canada? There you go.
That doesn't do anything for me. That's it. American Woman's fine.
Yeah.
But I gotta be honest. It's sometimes annoying, listen.
Yeah.
When I'm out for some reason, sometimes if that song's on, I'm annoyed.
American Woman?
Yeah.
Yeah, I can understand.
It's obviously was a hit song.
They were cliche. They're cliche hits. Excuse me. I believe wasn't the lead singer, then he left and then became Bachman Turner Overdrive.
Oh, that sounds familiar.
Or the guitar player?
Yes, correct. Guitarist?
By taking care of business.
The guitarist, right? I believe.
Wasn't it? I think it was the guitar player, but guess who? Became Bachman Turner over. I could be wrong.
Anyway,
610-632-0975. Jordan in New Jersey, you're on 97.5. Oh, hold on a second, Jordan. Hold on, I'm going to give you a full get. We're up against a break, and we have two open lines, so you can get in right now. 610-632-0975. Mike Missinelli Show continues.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, time for Twitter Poll update at 3:30 on a Football Friday. Twitter Poll brought to us by PoweredByMoyer.com with Jennifer Scordo. Jen.
Will the Eagles beat the Bucks on Sunday? 42% say no, 58 say yes.
All righty. Of course, Jen will come up in about 15 minutes with What's Brewing with Jen. A couple notes here on programming. Tomorrow, special morning show broadcast in Tampa. That's right. 97.5 Fanatics Eagles playoff coverage continues with Kincaid live from Tampa. That show will be from Tampa Joe's in Tampa Bay tomorrow from 3 to 5. Kincaid and the Morning Squad brought to us by Duncan. DD Perks members, you can score free medium hot coffee once a week during the playoffs. And, of course, Monday, a very special show. Martin Luther King Day, we will not be on the air. The Sixers will be playing that day, but I will be teamed up with Anthony Gargano for the 10 o'clock to 2 show as we recap the Eagles game on Monday, special edition of the Anthony Gargano Show. Should be fun working with the Cuz again.
That's going to be a great show.
By the way, this has nothing to do with football, but I'm just reading this. This is a Djokovic situation. Well, Australia is just kicking the crap out of him, aren't they?
Yep.
Yeah, they're not playing.
They're not playing.
Well, deport his ass at this point.
Yeah, the going to the event while positive thing, once that got out, they think now he has bad judgment.
Yeah, so, it didn't curry him any favor.
So he's going to be there a couple of weeks, the tournament. Like, if he wins, he's there a couple of weeks.
Yeah.
What if he was to contract? Is he going to be out and about?
Yes.
That's their rules in that country.
So his lawyers now begin their appeal against the visa cancellation. I think it's really interesting that the guy would rather spend like $1 million in legal fees rather than just get vaxxed.
Yeah, I find more interesting how he told when Osaka was having her mental health issues, you have to follow the rules.
Yeah.
I know sometimes a press conference when she was dealing with anxiety and depression and all that, you gotta follow the rules, he told her.
Yeah.
He doesn't really like, he's one of those people that wants other people to follow the rules.
Yep.
And guys like that, generally, in my experience, it's not just, they're dangerous.
All right, so the break point is appeal. He's hoping an appeal will be heard Sunday. and Djokovic would have his visa returned to him in time to play for Monday when he's supposed to compete.
Yeah, because he's been able to practice some for a while. Now I think he's back locked away in the hotel. In the hotel.
He is. Let's see. It's he's free Friday night. He's free, but he would effectively return immigration detention when he meets with the Australian Border Force officials at 8 a.m. tomorrow morning. And he would spend the morning at his lawyer's offices and then return to hotel detention Saturday afternoon.
That's a different song for the Eagles.
The hotel detention?
Yeah.
Welcome to the hotel detention, Novak.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, well. Hey, he's pretty good in the Australian Open.
He's getting ready to he's tied. He could be the GOAT after
34-0.
Yeah.
Sure.
As number one seed.
Yeah. He's getting ready to break the record, the all-time record. Yeah. There are high stakes on this, but not high enough for him to do what's required of him in that country.
Mm-hmm.
So please, people, save the whole thing. This is the Australians' rule.
Yes.
We didn't make that rule. We don't live in Australia.
Correct.
It's not our rule.
They're plus, they're still angry that Ben snubbed the Olympic basketball team.
No. They don't.
They don't have any more patience.
He's not safe there.
No.
They really don't know them. They really don't like him anymore.
Yeah.
That's real.
He's not safe there.
He turned his back on him.
Yeah, he backstabbed him. And they like to watch him play basketball. Well, what they going to watch? They don't consider Thibel a real Australian. They're not watching him.
That's right. All right, let's go to Jordan in New Jersey. Jordan, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Jordan?
Hey, Mike, Tyrone and Jen, how y'all doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm good, man. I think that Eagles win 28-24. That's the number I have, but
I like that number. That could be a winning score.
Yeah, I think that the main thing that people are kind of sleeping on, I'll go defensively and offensively, that I think the Bucs are going to use their three tight ends this game, and so the linebackers are going to have to play solid. They're going to have to play, you know, stronger than they ever did. Those are three solid tight ends.
Well, how are you feeling about that concept? That the linebackers and Alex Singleton in coverage with tight ends, you know, I'm curious.
I feel like you desperately miss Malcolm Jenkins in his heyday in this type of game, but somebody has to step up in this effort.
Yeah.
And I think that you just have to do that, like you said about scheme. That Leonard Fournette thing they're saying is a game time decision, that usually means he's going to play.
Yeah.
If I'm the offense, I'm controlling the clock. That's the main thing that you have to do, is not give Brady opportunities. And I would, like you, I wouldn't go crazy with Miles Sanders. I don't like when the last time he came back, he had, I think, maybe two fumbles. And I wasn't thrilled. Like that first game he came back, I would just go committee. And
yeah, but here's the problem. He could be a really good game-breaking edge rusher. You know, and you're going to have to hit them on the edge. So I wouldn't stay away from him. I would be worried a little bit, but I can't stay away from
him. This season, who's been better traditionally as an edge rusher, Jalen Hurts or Miles Sanders? Who's been more of a threat on the edge?
Well, yeah, but then you're talking about different things. If you're using a running back, obviously, you can't run Jalen Hurts on design runs all the time.
No, you can't.
But you can with your running backs.
You go back RPO heavy. You have the tight end over. You have to have checkdowns for Hurts. You can't just do RPO and that's it. You have to have solid 4-yard checkdowns. Goddard going across for a slant, two-route concept on the outside. And if you do the inside zone, Jordan Howard and Jalen Hurts, you have to contain the edge when Jalen Hurts threats the run.
Yeah.
So that automatically spreads out a linebacker and somebody else. And then our O-line is athletic enough. I do think we get the 28-24.
I like it. I like that score. I mean, that's a realistic score. They score 28. They're going to be right there to win it.
Yeah, man. I got one more thing to say. Listen, I know it's on the air, whatever. Mike, I've been trying to reach out. I met a couple guys that was on the street team before at Parks. Listen, I worked at 97, marketing, radio, board op, things like that. I'm a Jersey guy. I'm going to try to reach out to one of you via email. Everything is about opportunity. I've done the Vox Pro, I've done production, interview guys, so I'm going to reach out to somebody.
You reach out to me, and I'll forward your stuff to our people.
All right, there you
all
go,
right?
Mike.
All right, Jordan. Best of luck to you, brother. All right, man.
Yeah. Looking for a job, man.
Yeah, we're always looking for good people.
That's right.
George, he's calling from San Diego. What's up, George?
Hey, man, how you doing?
Good. What's going on, man? Well, how you feeling?
I'm doing good. I'm hiking here in about 72 degrees, so you know, I've got a rival in Tampa Bay there.
You're hiking?
I'm hiking, actually, bro. Yeah. I got the headset on and talking to you.
That's very nice. I like it, man. I'm shutting in tonight. It's too cold. It's going to be like 18.
Dude, I usually listen to music all the time on a hike, but when the Eagles are in the playoffs, I've got to listen to you guys. So, listen, real quick. You actually think the guy in Journey has a better point than Fred Mercury?
The who? Who does?
You said the Fred Mercury Queen.
I had Mercury second on my list.
Yeah,
behind Chris Cornell, Mercury, and Steve Perry. That was my list.
Yeah. I would go with Mercury, but that's me. So,
well, what did I just say?
Yeah.
You had changed it. No, on this one, you had him number one.
Well, I revised it to go Cornell, Mercury, and Steve Perry.
Yeah, all I'm saying is I probably would have went Mercury one. That's it.
Over Chris Cornell? Yeah, I mean, a lot of people would probably, but...
Yeah, so the Birds, one of the things I want to tell you that aggravates me out here is I hate those early games because I got to get up and watch them at 10 o'clock.
Yeah.
But other than that, because this is...
You got a lot of nerve living in hiking in San Diego where you have to get up early watching a damn game.
Hey, listen, Mike, I put in my days and hours and my jobs. I'm half retired, so I'm enjoying it.
Are you really? When did you move out there?
I moved out here when I graduated from the University of Delaware in 81. I came to see my sister and I never really left. I'm
3
years old. And I used to work in engineering and I do real estate.
Yeah.
But I'm just, I'm enjoying life.
Well, it sounds like you are, brother. So I'm happy for you.
Yeah, no, but listen, I love the Eagles, man. And listen, I was there with Jaworski in 1980, and last time they played Tampa, they lost. And, before they lost to Tampa that last time at the Vet, I think that was the last time. They were beating up on them, but I think this time around, it's going to be tough to win. But if they win, I'm thinking 29-21, something like that. It's got to be a little bit high scoring.
All right, so 29-21, an 8-point Eagle win you got, George.
That's what I got. I think, Hurts has got to come out of it. He's going to have to do it. They're going to have to score with him somehow, some way.
All right, brother. That brisk San Diego wind is interfering with our conversation.
We're getting Arctic air this weekend. Thanks a lot.
I'm sitting here hiking. I'm hiking in 72-degree weather.
And when did 10 o'clock become
10
early?
10 o'clock. I got to get up. It's the only problem. I got to get up and watch the game at 10 o'clock. Well, it's pretty odd to watch a football game at 10 o'clock.
Not out there. It's not.
But, for us, it would be.
He's been out there.
Yeah, he's been out there forever.
Since the 80s.
Yeah.
He's not used to it by now?
Yeah.
After 40 years?
That's where you would get. You had a chance to move there. Would you move there?
Yes.
You would?
Yes.
Because you've told us about various West Coast outposts.
Yeah.
So what do you favor? You favor San Diego or the Oregon Trail that you were talking about?
Well, Portland's out because they wilded up there. But Seattle's still in play.
Well, yeah,
really?
But I mean, like,
yeah, I love Seattle.
So, if you had to choose, are you going San Diego or are you going?
Washington? Am I working in radio?
Yeah, it doesn't matter what you're doing.
No, it does matter. Working in radio, Seattle.
Yeah.
If I'm retired, San Diego.
Yeah.
Well, I got to be able to make a living. I can't make a living doing radio in San Diego, talking just positive.
You didn't need to make a living.
Yeah. San Diego? What
does
it matter?
Seattle's still a better city.
So you go to Seattle.
Yeah.
You're
giving up totally on the weather.
Yeah.
Not a weather.
Living in Seattle.
The weather's way nicer than people realize in Seattle. Way nicer.
I was there one time. It was 75 degrees.
Three times a week.
So.
No, yes
Seattle.
And no. Yes and no. The summer's perfect. It's never that hot. Like, they were talking about, it got to 90 for a few days. Record breaking. I'm like, that's not record breaking for here.
Yeah, see, I need that heat.
I don't. No, I don't need the 90s. I like the 80s here and there, but I don't need the 90s.
I need 90s.
San Diego to me would be, I don't know, living there would be a tough.
It would be tough all the time. What way? Tough.
I think I'd get boring.
It would be boring. Yeah.
I think, not because I need seasons. The people.
People boring?
A little bit.
I've never been there, so.
Oh, yeah, they're like extra relaxed.
Isn't that a good thing?
Unless you want to do something interesting.
They are actually relaxed. My brother lived out there for many years practicing. But, yeah, I don't like the West Coast.
I'm with you, Mike. I couldn't do West Coast. I'm an East Coast.
You know, I love the West Coast. San Diego, I can go with more than L.A. San Francisco, I could do. I wouldn't go to, Seattle's a nice city. But
no way.
A lot to do. It's very active. There's a lot of runners out there.
Yeah, I know.
That would absolutely be my speed. If things don't work out here, and you never know, maybe you're right off the head.
All right. Guess what's coming up? What's Brewing with Jen is coming up. And then Brian Westbrook joins us at 4 o'clock for his analysis of this game. I can't wait to hear what Brian has to say about what has to happen in this game. That's going to happen very shortly. And you can climb in at 610-632-0975. Back after this. Quick break.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, ladies and gentlemen, it's that time of the day where we whirl into what's brewing with Jen, or our own Jen Scuro spans the globe to find three interesting stories to talk about. It's all brought to you by Dunkin'. Eagles fans, always game on with Dunkin'. Rewards members, pick your day to score free medium hot coffee one time per week. Valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. What do we have today, Jen?
Hello, Mike.
Hello, Jen.
Well, we know that the New York Jets are falling apart, right? They finished their season at 4-13 with 22-year-old rookie quarterback Zach Wilson. He finished the season with 9 touchdowns and 11 interceptions. That's rough. But now we might need to shed some tears for him. Seems that he and his girlfriend, Abby Guile, of years have started to scrub each other off of social media. They evidently still follow each other as of yesterday, but they're starting to erase some pictures of them together on their collective Instagrams.
Yeah, like the perfect couple, too. You see them, they're like Barbie and Ken.
Yes.
I mean, I knew this was coming.
But they've been together since they were teenagers.
They have been together. I wonder what happened. Life in the big city happened. That's why.
Yeah, that's what happened. And he didn't want her all up in New York. Let me tell you something. This dude, how old you say he was?
22.
Right. So what? You know what a 22-year-old millionaire should be? Single.
You're not wrong.
Yeah, but he's also like a Mormon guy.
Uh-huh.
Is he?
Yeah.
Okay.
He's a BYU dude.
Yeah, you know what a 22-year-old Mormon millionaire should be?
Single.
Single.
All right.
Yeah, but I don't think that's the way they look at it. Usually, they
don't want to be single.
Usually, they pick a blonde and they just pair
her. She's right
up
your alley, too, Mike.
I saw her.
Right up your alley.
I saw her.
Yeah, that's very cutesy.
Yeah.
He's in New York. He's got access.
That's the way he usually ends up with the cutesy BYU dudes, doesn't it?
Not when they move to New York City. Like, a matter of fact, of the prominent Mormon athletes, he's the first one to be in New York.
He's the first one?
Steve Young, San Francisco, Bryce Harper, Washington, D.C., Philadelphia.
Back in the day, Danny Ainge.
Again, Boston. New York
is different.
Nobody
in New York? No Mormons in New York?
I said prominent. Maybe they are. I'm saying prominent, famous. What he needs to do is be single for a while. And then do everything that he's supposed to do once he gets to that age where he's supposed to do it. But I tell you what he's doing right now, the right thing. That girl don't know nothing about the world.
Hey,
you've been out in these streets in New York.
Who scrubbed who first?
It didn't say.
They never know.
Yeah,
see, if he's a player, he would have scrubbed her first. So, so everybody knows he's available now.
Right.
No.
You don't
scrub when you're a player in New York because you want to be desirable to other women. So you want to show that you have women.
Yeah, but he had this high school girlfriend, the thing. He had to break that mold.
And good for him for doing it.
All right, let's head from New York City out to California. A Nevada County, California woman recently called 911 because she was unable to get her adult movies on her TV. The dispatcher from 911 said that she should not be calling. This is for emergency use only. The woman then started to complain of chest pains, and she was picked up by an ambulance and transferred to the fire department. Her phone call was transferred to the fire department. Charges were not filed for her misuse of 911, which I completely disagree with. She should have been charged. You can't call 911 and say, hey, get my adult
films.
For some
people, that's an emergency.
I guess she thought it was 911.
So wait a minute. She suffered the chest pains while she was complaining about not being able to get the porn?
So when she called 911, she said, I can't get my adult films. The dispatcher said, you shouldn't be calling this line. This is for emergencies. Uh-huh. The lady said, oh, but I'm having chest pains.
Uh-huh.
So the dispatcher transferred her to the fire department. Then I guess she wasn't having chest pains.
Okay. I thought maybe she got the chest pains as she was complaining.
I think she was trying to cover her tracks so she would not get charged for misuse of 911. I think she should have been charged.
She should have been charged.
Yeah.
It's not an emergency.
No.
Why you figure out your adult videos on your own time, call Best Buy. Not 911.
Some people, it's an emergency.
Well, she's on TV for anyway. Get your phone out, your computer. All right. So from New York City to California to Oakland, New Jersey, an Italian restaurant is now offering free coronavirus tests with their new drink. Senzino's Ristorante has a new drink. It's called the Vaccinator. It's a Manhattan made with bourbon, Italian sweet vermouth, and Italian cherries. And if you order the $20 drink, you get two free COVID test.
It's the bargain of the year.
It is.
That's a hell of a bargain.
That's
a hell of an idea.
They're hard to come by, those tests.
They are.
Must have stocked up on them like Elaine with the sponges.
And the drink sounds good, too. I love myself, it does say,
what an idea. $20 drink.
Yep.
Boom.
It's brilliant. Oakland, New Jersey.
That's not that far from here, is it? Oakland, New Jersey. But many people think that the whole town's a trap.
Oakland?
Trap for what? Like O-A-K-L-Y-N?
Yeah, a lot of people think that town. Some people have said, I'm not saying it, that the town is a trap.
For what? What are they trapping?
For the police. That they like there'll be a bar. And then there'll be a cop sitting right next to the parking lot.
Gotcha.
Like, going there is like a trap.
Gotcha.
A lot of people say that.
Interesting.
I don't know if that's true.
I've driven through Oakland, but never hung out there.
They have some things there. Don't go there. People have told me, don't go there. It's a trap. And
okay.
I was like, the town's trap? They were like, yes, a trap.
I don't have any Oakland, New Jersey knowledge.
Me neither.
I'm out.
Yeah.
I'm just repeating what I was told. Right. It might not be true at all.
We'll do some research on that.
We'll get some
feedback on that. Anyway, that was What's Brewing with Jen on this Football Friday, brought to us by Duncan. Always game on with Duncan Eagle fans. Rewards members, you can pick your day, score a free medium hot coffee one time per week. It's valid at participating locations for a limited time. Exclusions apply. Coming up, Brian Westbrook. How does he see this big playoff game? We're back after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking five of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on five we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top five? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic.
All right, it's the 4 o'clock hour of the Mike Missinelli Show, and it's a very important hour. It's brought to us by Landis Block, your one-stop shop to create a jaw-dropping outdoor paradise. Check them out online at landisbc.com. Well, I don't think I'm overstating this, that this is maybe Brian Westbrook's most important appearance and spot of the year on the Mike Missinelli Show, because we've got a big game coming up. And I want him to handicap it. I want him to analyze what's going to happen in this game. And he joins us right now. Brian Westbrook, also brought to us by Landis Block, your jaw-dropping backyard paradise. And to be achievable, just go online to landisbc.com. Hello, Mr. Westbrook. How are you feeling right now?
Good afternoon, Mikey Miss. I'm super excited, and I'm ready for some football. I mean, we got some playoff football, and as I can see, the score is 0-0 at this point, so I'm super excited.
All right, let's analyze it. Let's break it down. What's going to have to happen for the Eagles to win this game?
Well, we're going to need our quarterback to have his best day. I mean, he's going to have his best day with his arm. He's going to have, I believe, an even better day with his legs. Now, I know a lot of people want us to run the ball to the outside, get away from Vita Vea, and I think that's going to be important as well. But there's going to be opportunities where we drop back to pass, where they're going to play man-to-man, and we're going to be able to evade the blitz. And Jalen Hurts is going to have to be able to use his legs to get some of those big-time plus 20-yard plays, because this game, in my opinion, is going to come down to some of those plus 20-yard, those X plays where you're getting big plays down the field, and that some are going to come with his arm, some are going to come with his legs. And if Jalen Hurts can rip off a couple of those, two, three of those, and throughout the course of the game, especially in critical situations, I think we will at least be in the game to try to make a game of this thing.
All right, and of course, this plays right into it because Hurts led the league in scrambles against the blitz this year, and they blitz a lot.
Listen, Tampa Bay loves to blitz, especially third down. Todd Bowles likes to come out there to quarterback. Now, listen, I believe in our offensive line. They've done a great job all season long of protecting Jalen Hurts, putting a pocket around him so that he can feel comfortable in it to throw the football. But I think it's going to be some opportunities down the field for him to throw the ball with that protection. And we've seen Devontae Smith over the last month of football look like a much better receiver than he did early on in the season. He's catching those one-on-one balls, those jump balls, those go up and compete for him. And I think that at this point, Jalen Hurts has the confidence that he says, okay, we're just going to just throw the ball up there and allow him to make a play. That's going to be either him making a play or the referee finding a way to get a call. And I think that's going to be those big plays that we need offensively, and that's where it's going to come from. And I know we all want to run the ball and keep the ball away from Tom Brady, but I think the big plays will come with Jalen Hurts' legs as well as his arm.
All right. There are two ways, I think, that they can win this game. One is to restrict Brady. The other is to score with Brady. And, of course, that's what you're speaking to, scoring with Brady. But let's go to the other way, restricting him. Now, in the last game, Brady had 27 first downs. He turned him up. 27 first downs, 10.5 yards average play, completion percentage of 80.95. Had a lot of long drives in that. The Eagles versus the tight end, not good this year. 106 for over 1,000 yards and 14 touchdowns. And in addition to this, you know, this Mike Evans thing, we all think that Slay's going to be able to get him, but Evans lined up in the slot 32.5% of the time, which means Maddox is going to have him a lot. So how does Jonathan Gannon play this game?
You know, as much as I want Jonathan Gannon to unleash the dogs and get after Tom Brady, that's just not his style. That's not going to happen. We can wish and want that all we want, but that's just not who he is. He's more of a allow my front four to attack the quarterback and play soft and allow everything to get caught in front of us and come up and make the tackle. And so for us to be able to do something, we have to get the best play that we've had all year from our front four. And we're going to hopefully have Josh Sweat coming back. I hope that he's able to play because he's a big part of that front four. If not, we're not going to get the pressure off the edges that's going to allow those guys up front, Williams and Fletcher Cox as well as Hargrave, to get the pressure that we're going to need to put on Tom Brady. And so we have to find a way to get some pressure with the guys up front. And most importantly, Mike, when I think about this game, turnovers. Turnovers are going to be the key, and I know they're always key, but it's specifically against Tom Brady. If he throws an interception, he's much more liable to throw two or three if he throws that first one. And so when I go back and I look at games against Washington and games against the Saints, two teams that the Bucs are, you know, head and shoulders better, the turnovers were the key. The Saints caused three turnovers and Washington caused two, and they found a way to win both of those games. For a defense that has produced some turnovers, especially in critical situations, you're thinking about Roddy McLeod a couple weeks ago. For a defense that has produced turnovers, we're going to have to find a way to put enough pressure on Tom Brady that he makes a mistake. And maybe that mistake comes with a design blitz. Maybe that mistake comes with a disguised type of defense. But we have to find a way to make him make a mistake. There hasn't been many teams in the league that has been able to do that over the last 20 plus years to Tom Brady.
So we're talking about innovation and looks that he shows Brady to maybe get in his head a little bit. I know this guy's the guy has seen a lot over his whole career, so I don't know how effective it would be, but I don't think you could just count on your front four to get pressure on him to mess him up. So what kind of things do you think Gannon can do? And do you think he is capable of doing those things? Because I haven't seen that much this year, the innovation part of it.
We haven't seen any innovation. We've seen basic defense now. You know, earlier in the year, they were doing a lot more zone, you know, with the four shell in the back as far as the safeties and the cornerback. Then towards the middle of the year, they started doing more center field safety where there's just one safety in the middle of the field. That brings another safety down in the box type of area. And listen, Tom Brady has seen it all. You're not going to invent the defense that he has not seen. It is going to be the pressure that's going to be able to get to him. I don't know that we've seen consistent enough pressure from our front four, even though they played better. We haven't seen consistent enough pressure for me to have confidence, like obviously like when you go into the Super Bowl and say, hey, I believe in these guys. I believe in Brandon Graham coming off the edge and Fletcher Cox. I believe in those guys pressuring Tom Brady against the Patriots back in 2017. I believed in that. This year we haven't. There's just not enough faith. There's not enough things that we've seen from this defensive front to say we're going to be able to find enough pressure to get on Tom Brady to be able to get to him to cause some of those turnovers.
So we're not thinking of anything that he's not going to pull rabbit out of his hat this game. What you see is what you're probably going to get.
You know what? Here's the funny thing. We all want to do something different. However, coaches think a little bit differently. Coaches say, you know what? If we do something different, maybe we're more susceptible to the big play because maybe now guys are second-guessing their technique, you know, where they're at and things like that. Coaches are more apt to say, okay, let's do what we always do and let's perfect that rather than do something different. And so when I watch and listen to a guy like Jonathan Gannon, to me, I think that he's always thinking, let's perfect what we do really well and just hold him down. Let's hold him to 27 points and hopefully we can outscore him. I've never seen Jonathan Gannon be in a situation where he's like, okay, we're going to try these crazy blitzes, these crazy looks, and we're going to surprise the quarterback. That's just not his game. And I don't know that he has enough confidence and faith in his guys, especially on the back end, to put him in those types of situations.
All right, let's look at the other side now because Mailata against Shaq Barrett. Shaq Barrett is a very fast rushing defensive end. And JPP on the other side against Lane. And Lane didn't play the first time. So where's the Eagles, where the edge lie here?
I feel confident in both Mailata as well as Lane. I think you're talking about two of the best tackles in the game. I mean, listen, Lane is one of the best right tackles in the game right now. There's no doubt about that. And Jordan's continuing to get better and better. He's long. He's physical. He's big. I think he can hold his own. He'll hold his own so that Shaq Barrett's not just having a field day coming off the edge. He's not going to be Winston Justice back in with 05, 06 up in New York where he's just a turnstile. He's not going to be that. He's going to be able to hold his own. You know, one thing that we can do to both of those guys, and we talk about running the football, we can run right at him. And that's what I want to do. I want to get the big guys, Lane and Jordan, just laying on those defensive ends to tire them down. We talk about running and not running up the middle, getting to the edge. Well, that's how you do it. You lay on those defensive ends, make them respect the run, make them play a little bit a run football and not have the ability just to pin their ears back and get after the quarterback. Now you see a different type of edge rusher in the third and fourth quarter. And that may be the time where we have to throw the football. And so we want to start the game early on with some rushing, but I still want to be able to open up this offense wide enough to be able to throw the ball down the field, give Devontae Smith an opportunity down the field, find a way to get Dallas Goedert going early on in the football game, and then allow our run game to lean on those edge rushers just a bit to make it easier for us in the third and fourth quarter.
All right, a couple other issues, and you could climb in right now. It's a good time to get in, 610-622-0975, because I really would like to hear what the people are thinking. I'm thinking of people a little nervous right now. I don't know why. I'm getting this vibe that they're very nervous about this game.
You don't think they should be nervous right now?
We had the poll open early, and 62% were on board with the Eagles winning this game. And now they've kind of turtled up. I don't know what's happened during the course of the day. But in any event, two things. One is the Miles Sanders factor. And because, you know, getting to the edge, I think, is very important against this team. So coming off hand surgery, you obviously been a running back in this league for a really long time. How do you evaluate this situation?
Well, you know, I think Nick Sirianni would be smart, and I'm not sure what hand it is. Let's say it's his right hand. Then I'm calling a bunch of edge run plays to the left where he can keep that ball in that left arm, the outside arm where it should be, so that he is, you know, he's protected in that way. It would be hard for me to think that a running back that just is coming back from a broken hand is going to be able to hold the ball securely for a long time. Now, remember, everybody on the defensive side understands about the broken hand. And so you have to believe if they're close to the ball, if they're close to Miles Sanders, every opportunity they can, they're punching, they're clubbing at that hand. And, you know, listen, in these games, the same way we talk about turnovers for Tom Brady in that offense, turnovers for us can be absolutely deadly. Short field for us can be absolutely deadly. We've seen it in some of our slow starts. When we give up short field early, you know, we have 0 points in the first half and the other team has 17 because we're giving up short fields. And so we have to make sure that we can possess the ball. And so whatever that outside hand is that's healthy, that's the way I'm running early on. And I just want to test it. We want to test to see if Miles Sanders can handle it. And if he comes to the sideline and says, I can't hold on to the football, then he has to sit down for the rest of the day. But here's a part that I like about Miles Sanders. He is a game breaker. He is a guy that you have to respect when the ball is in his hands. And so I'm going to test him early to make sure that it's to see if he has it. If he has it, I'm going to feed him a little bit and make that defense work. Make that defense respect your run. That's going to open things up for Jalen Hurts down the field as well as with his legs.
You know, those mean old defensive guys who go bang on that surgery hand.
No doubt about it.
Yeah, that's barbaric, you know, man. That's like boxer hit the cut. Yeah, trying to open it up wider.
I just remember those days when I had an ankle injury, and as soon as you put it on the injury report, you best believe that first little, you know, that pile where everybody's underneath it, people are punching your ankle, punching you in the knees, pulling, moving your ankle around, doing all types of things. You have to believe that defenses understand what is injured. And that's why coaches are always trying to hide it, and they will go after it if they get an opportunity. And that's what we have to be smart about, especially protecting our running back who has an injured hand.
All right, before we get to the phones, the last question is the weather factor. 80% chance of rain on Sunday with some wind gusts and things like that. It's going to be, it says, like 60, early, 63 in that area. What kind of factor will the weather be for either team?
You know, unless it's a strong, strong wind gust, I'm talking about extremely strong. You remember that game between, was it Buffalo and the Patriots? I don't know, maybe a month ago where they just basically ran the ball up and down the field. Unless it's that type of weather, then I don't know that it plays that big a part for Tom Brady. He's played in rain. He's played in wind before. That's nothing that's going to be new for him. Now, you know, that may come down to some of the passes being dropped and things like that. And we talk about our running back with a broken hand. That may be the issue for him. But I don't think that type of weather is something that should deter a guy like Tom Brady. Now, for us offensively, maybe that puts us in more of a run mode. That may put us in a situation where we're running the ball a little bit more than throwing the ball. And so that may change things up for us offensively. But I don't think for the Bucs it'll change very much.
How about for receivers on a turf like that? Is that the advantage go to the offensive player?
Well,
the offensive player knows where he's going. Yeah, the defensive player may slip and slide a little more.
Where he's going, but Mike, we're also talking about the defending champs. We're also talking about guys that have played in rain before. I think a lot is usually made about bad weather and things like that. But everybody in the NFL has played in rain. Everybody has played in bad weather before. I don't know that that's going to be the biggest factor in this football game.
All right. Sounds good. Let's get to the phones. We'll start off with Curtis and Logan. Go ahead, Curtis. What's going on, buddy? Good, man. How you doing?
I'm doing great. Listen, we're going to run that ball down Tom Brady and them through. Clay Mathis played with a cast on. What's that wide receiver, Pierre Paul?
Yeah.
There's many players that play with casts on. If you show up to the dance, baby. I don't care what's wrong with you. You can fix it later. You get millions of dollars.
Sanders isn't going to be playing with a cast. He don't have a cast on his hand.
Right, but still.
And he's a running back, too. So Pierre Paul is not a running back.
Yeah.
I know, but you still got to catch that ball, hold that ball when you're running with it.
Yeah,
Clay Mathis got to use his arm sways to get.
You know, you're talking about defensive players, though, Curtis. Defense is not the same. You can use that as a club when you tackle.
True. But I don't want no excuses. If you're in the NFL, you get millions of dollars. You can play with a broken arm. Back in the day, they played two ways.
No helmet.
Come on,
no,
come on, Curtis.
What?
Come
what?
On, man.
What?
You better
what?
Look at your
what?
Calendar.
What? What?
The
cheapest helmet, the cheapest
what?
Pass.
What? What? What?
All right, man, you got it. Now, you predicting an Eagles win here?
Oh, definitely. We own Tom Brady. He's scared of us.
We own Tom Brady. When did that happen? I didn't get that ownership card. You mean it one time.
But the kid is just suing the Super Bowl. David Akers missed two field goals, and we only lost by three. He get real nervous against us.
Okay. All right. You all got it, buddy.
We got it.
Yeah, they didn't win that game, though. They won the one game, and hey, I'm channeling the Doug Peterson today, Brian. I got the Doug Peterson visor on since he was the last coach.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah, he's the last coach to beat Brady, right?
Yeah. Well, you know what we didn't hear all week was the underdog thing. Do we hear that at all? We didn't hear
that. No, we haven't heard the dog mask thing. You know, that's passe.
Because Sirianni's been preaching. Okay. He's been preaching execution. Do what we've been doing all year. Just do it better because the game's more important. But he's not shifting the mindset to underdog. He's shifted it to, we've been playing well, let's just keep playing well.
And we can beat him without getting this underdog label.
I kind of prefer his approach.
I agree. Yeah, I agree. I think that the underdog thing's played anyway.
But did you hear what Brian did?
What did he say? What?
He threw his teammate under the bus a little bit.
What did he do?
Nah, the
call. Oh, the Akers?
And then Brian goes, yeah, I remember that.
Oh, I didn't hear you say that, Brian.
I got a memory. I can remember stuff. I mean, you know, a couple field. Listen, we had too many turnovers in the game, a couple misses. You know, that's
I thought he was your boy. I thought Ake was your boy.
He is. But no one's above mistakes. Everybody makes mistakes. Of course.
All right.
I just happened to notice that all of, really, Brian?
A little bit better, you know, all that other stuff. We could have said, I could have did a better job. I mean, you know.
You know, I always wondered, like, that last interception that was supposed to go to Brian.
Uh-huh.
I wondered, like,
touchdown. What, that's what that was. Should have been a touchdown.
In your mind, like, that's what I'm saying. What goes through your mind when you're open in the end zone of the Super Bowl and it gets thrown to the other team? It's got to be crushing.
That crushing?
Well, it's certainly difficult, and it ain't fun. I can
did
tell you that.
Did you get mad at five originally? I know that's your man. I get it. But, like,
he didn't do it on purpose.
No.
I mean, See, when you play the game, from my perspective, I don't play the game like I'm going to be mad at you because you didn't do.
Well, okay, I'm just talking about initially, like you. Damn.
No, I wasn't.
No.
Okay. I'm like, we missed an opportunity, you know. So that's
you. That's
good. I never.
It's very diplomatic of you. I'm proud of you.
Don't you? But Mike, in a team game, that's exactly how you look at it. Too.
Of course it is.
You missed the opportunity, and now we got to find a way to make another opportunity. That's the way.
I'm just trying to get you off your game here. All right. So tell me now about the children's book that Brian Westbrook is involved with.
Oh yeah, man. Listen.
Yeah, I want to hear about this.
Book. Yeah.
You wrote a children's book. I wrote one also, but you're just getting more traction. So tell me about your children's book and what's going on with it, and where did the idea come from and where it is at this point?
Yeah, me and my good friend Leslie Van Arsdahl has just done a great job of coming up with an idea. And really, it was all about, you know, achieving the underdog, the you know, fighting against, you know, all the different things throughout my life. And you know, it's a underdog type of story. That's what it was. The underdog is sometimes, you know, you're doubted, you know, everyone doesn't think you can do it, you know, you can't, you're not big enough, you're not strong enough, you're not all these other things. But all those things were building something inside of that person. All those things were building something inside of you to make you want it even more, to work even harder. And that's really what the story is all about. And so I think that's a story that a lot of kids will need to understand, will certainly associate with. And when you look at today and what's going on in our world today, sometimes you need a little word to say, hey, I was in that position before just like you, and look where I'm at now. And so that's kind of why.
So this is a written book or is it an illustrated book? And what's the title?
No, it's written. Yeah, it certainly is written. And the writing part is already done. All that is already done. It is illustrated. We're super excited about the illustrations. Guy over named Tom over at Temple did a great job of basically, you know, doing all the illustrations. And the book is called The Mouse Who Played Football.
Oh.
And if you notice, we put on the cover. So the score at the end is 36-20. Obviously, my number with the Eagles, and then my number in college, number 20.
Yeah.
So, something.
Okay,
something
so special. Is it actually about a mouse or a person?
It's about a, it is a mouse in the
oh,
book.
It's a mouse,
it's
okay.
Book. It is a mouse, yeah. But it's, you know, it's but basically you're, around
you're,
my life.
You're the mouse, basically.
I am, that's right.
I like it. That's a great idea.
There you go.
All right, and when will we see this out?
So we plan on putting it out right before the Eagles season, sometime during the summer, right, you know, probably right towards the middle to end of the July. So we're, you know, we're already in production, ready to go, and we're super excited about it.
That is awesome. All right, let me, we'll take a break here. And on the other side, I had forgotten about this, but we had to pick all the games, right?
Yeah, all six.
This is what you guys do in the playoffs. It shifts in the playoffs because then each yes. week it gets to be less games.
Right, so we're picking six yeah. games.
Mm-hmm.
And I have a game and a half lead on you. So with six mm-hmm. games, you can mm-hmm. catch up. Depending if, you know, we have different scores here. So on the other side, the fearless selections for the full card of the playoffs of Wild Card Weekend. Mike Missanelli Show with Brian Westbrook continues.
The Mike Missanelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top five Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Oh, yes. It's 4:30, and that music can only mean one thing. It is time for our fearless selections. Now, both of us have not had a great year, but it's become a matter of competition now. And that's the way I'm going to salvage this year. As long as I beat Westbrook, I'm good. So here we go with six selections for this week of football. And, Brian, I will give you first serve.
You know, Mike, this was a tough week for me because not only did I have to pick the teams that I think will win, but I also had to figure out where you would, you know.
Well, see, you can't chase. Because, you can't chase. Well, that's the best strategy.
Chase in this situation, I got to find.
It's only game and a half. You got plenty of games left.
That's right. That's right. I feel like you're gonna miss them a couple. Here we go.
All right.
So we're gonna start out in Cincinnati. The Las Vegas Raiders are visiting the hot Cincinnati Bengals, and I just think the Bengals are a much better football team. They're favored by 5.5. I think they cover that to win. I'm going Cincinnati Bengals.
Okay.
Second one, we're going out to Buffalo. New England Patriots are visiting the Buffalo Bills. And I remember that game long ago where it was a tight game, big time win. Nobody, you know, everyone just basically ran the ball. But then there was another game where Buffalo got after New England just a bit. The Bills are favored by 4.5. I think they cover that and win. More than 4.5 against New England. I'm going with the Bills.
Okay. All right.
Next one, San Francisco visiting the Dallas Cowboys. And, you know, even though I think that Dallas is going to win this game, I just couldn't bring myself to believe that they to really put my money on Dallas at this point because they always are messing things up in the playoffs. So because of that, I got San Fran favored by 3. Well, actually, Dallas is favored by 3.5.
Yes, they
San
are.
Fran's getting 3.5 points. I'm taking San Fran all the way in that game in an outright
win. Uh-oh, an outright. The whole world thinks that's going to happen.
Outright.
All right. Go ahead.
Yep. Pittsburgh visiting Kansas City. Kansas City's favorite big. Ben, they had a celebration for Ben. I feel like he's been celebrating retirement, you know, all the last 3 or 4 weeks. I think Kansas City, who's favored by, 12.5? I think they win big. They'll beat up on Pittsburgh. That'll be a preseason game for Kansas City. I'll go with the Chiefs.
All right. Okay.
Two more left, actually. Uh-huh. Arizona versus the Rams. Now, Arizona, they're getting 4 points. What are they getting? 4 points right there. And I like that. I like the matchup that they've had against the Rams. Division type of game. I'm going with Arizona right there.
Wow. This is going to be... All right.
Last but not
I tell you what, things are going to break this week. My God.
This is the week that things are going to go
yes.
all the way towards you, or they're going to come back to me. I like that. I like that. And that's the exact way that I wanted. Last but not least, the Eagles versus Tampa Bay. You know, first time coach.
Brian, hold on with that one.
Yeah, let's hold on to that one.
At the end of the hour, you can give yours because Mike's going to give that pick at the end of the show. So you hold on to that one, Brian, for right now. If TV has on a graphic, so be it. But, Brian, hold on to that for the radio side. Mike,
yeah, I haven't seen what you. Yeah, I don't know what you've selected.
And he does not
game.
Know what you selected. He does not.
All right, perfect. Okay. So let me go and first of all agree with you on the Bengals. I think they're a much better team, playing a lot better than the Raiders. Even though the Raiders made a late season push, so I will also take the Bengals minus 5.5. And now here's where we break. You know, the Patriots getting a little disrespected in this spot. It's going to be cold for both teams. Both teams are used to playing in cold weather. The Bills are just so fluky. I mean, they can turn it over. And I think Josh Allen's going to turn it over. So even if the Patriots don't win, I believe they will cover with the 4.5.
Really?
Okay. Now, the whole world loves San Francisco. When the whole world loves them, I go the opposite way. This might be the easiest game of the week for me. I will take the Cowboys to cover the 3 easy in this game. Now let's go to the Steelers. The Chiefs don't beat anybody big. They're going to find a way to hang around in this game and, you know, do enough, and the Steelers will hang. It'll be a boring game, and I don't think the Chiefs are going to cover the 12.5. So even though I hate the Steelers and the Chiefs will win, I'll take the 12.5.
Okay, I like that.
And
like
then
looking at that.
I will go with the Rams. Now, where all of a sudden the Cardinals, all of a sudden they play one game, they snap back in one game. The Rams are too powerful for this team. I'll take the Rams minus 4. So we have, what, 4 different?
That's yep, pending the Eagles
4
game.
Different yep. pending the Eagles game pending right Eagles now. Game.
Yep.
It's a make or break week for Westbrook Missanelli.
This is exciting.
This is very exciting. Mm-hmm. All right, now Tyrone.
I'll text you tomorrow afternoon.
Yeah. you evaluate all these selections. I'm thinking that you're slanted towards Brian's picks.
Only the one. I don't believe in Dallas. I don't believe in that coach. I don't believe in the makeup of the team. I don't believe in Amari mm-hmm. Cooper getting fined this week again.
Uh-huh.
But other than that, you know.
All right, so you like the Bills, though, don't you? Didn't you like the Bills?
Yeah, but, I game? Mean, probably. But I think that's kind of a coin flip game in that bad weather.
And
bad weather like that, it's hard to tell.
What about the Chiefs?
Again, it's a coin flip about covering. They're going to definitely win.
Yeah, they'll win the game. Now, isn't somebody going to be out for them that just broke?
No, I didn't see that.
Somebody's missing for the Chiefs.
Hey, Mike, do you hear Ty? He's trying to do the best he can not to agree with you.
Yeah.
You agree with all my picks.
Yeah.
I don't know what's a coin flip.
Yeah, yeah.
Some of these are coin flip. I didn't see. They really are when it comes to covering.
Don't want to agree. Outright's
different. No. I actually think Brad did a nice job. And this is why. He was very decisive with his picks this week.
He was very decisive.
Because when I asked him for him, sometimes Brian's got to look, and this one he's bang, 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 and he said 6-0 right away.
Yeah.
Confident man.
But see, I think he's trying to outsmart himself with the Cardinals. He's been a Cardinal guy all year, and I think he's trying to outsmart himself because he knows the better team's the Rams.
Yeah, but I don't know that the Rams get beaten by 4 points.
Oh, okay. That's so you're thing. Thinking the Rams win with a slender win for the Rams.
Yeah.
All right. Well, there you go. There are our fearless selections. So here's how now you can get in 610-632-0975. All right. Now let's take this to another level here. If the Eagles lose this game big, what will be the fan base's reaction?
I think the fan base will be understanding. I really do. And I know that may not be the Philly thing, but I think our fan base would be understanding. We lost to the defending Super Bowl champs with the best quarterback in the history of the game. Some would say the best player in the history of the game. With the team that, you know, it, for all intents and purposes, has overachieved. I think they'll be understanding. I think that will raise their expectation for next year, just like it's going to raise mine. My expectation for next year is already much higher than it was for this year. And I think they'll say, okay, you know, we got something to build on. Now that's a learning lesson. Now let's go find a way to get 3 great players in that first round this year and make this team so much better as we head to the playoffs next year. I think that's what the fan base will be thinking. And you know, if they're not thinking that, then they had to be thinking that this team would have been 10-7 or 11-6 and that they deserved to make it further in the playoffs. And I don't know that that's a realistic thought process, especially coming into this season.
Okay, let's now take it to the other extreme. Suppose they have the lead, Brady beats them on a last drive. How will the fan base react?
They're going to be talking about the Super Bowl next year. There's no doubt about it. They're going to be talking about the Super Bowl next year because we play the defending champs to the wire. We're going to get those three first-round picks, and Nick Sirianni will continue to get better, and Jalen Hurts will continue to get better. Hey, listen, if we go out there and Jalen Hurts just has a heck of a day and he just happens to get outplayed by Tom Brady, there will be talk of Super Bowl in Philadelphia on Monday morning. I guarantee you that because we're talking about a team that has consistently gotten better for the most part over this season as far as head coach, defense, as well as offense. And, you know, I give probably a little bit more credit to Jonathan Gannon than most people for their improvement and making sure that that defense is not giving up, you know, those long plays, those big-time plays down the field. But there will be talk about Super Bowl next year, no, Monday morning, if we play this thing tight and we're in this football game.
All right, let me give you one more scenario. The Eagles are driving to win the game. They're behind. Jalen Hurts throws an ill-advised interception. Mm. They lose because of it. Mm-hmm. What's the fan base's reaction?
I still think, I'll say this. Some people will say, yep, I knew it. He's not good enough. Arm talent's not there. You know, he'll never be that guy. He'll never be the guy that can carry us. I think the other group of people will say, well, hold on. He got us to the playoffs. He's a work in progress. We knew that coming into the season, he was going to be a work in progress. I'll be much more in that line. Like, hey, Jalen Hurts is a work in progress. We've seen him get so much better throughout the season. He's become a franchise style quarterback. Now he just needs to put in more work in the offseason. And if he does that, you add another weapon. And remember, he's playing handicap. You got one receiver on one side and a tight end. And nothing really else on the other side. Quez Watkins is what he is, and you're not getting much out of Rager. So, I mean, just imagine if you get yourself another weapon on the other side and a healthy running back. Now we're talking about an offense that has weapons all around Jalen Hurts. I think you go into next year with a much better offense because you have an experienced quarterback with this experience in the playoffs. And so I would be more excited about next year, even if that happens to Jalen Hurts.
That's a very logical way to look at it. The only thing that can derail that is if his numbers during the game are pedestrian. He doesn't really, you know, impress you at all. And then he throws that pick. Then I think it becomes a different scenario. But logically, you're right. It should happen the way you first said it.
Do you think that we can go into, let's say that scenario happens. He's just okay throughout the game and throws the pick. Do you think that we'll go find another quarterback next year?
No, I'm just saying how the fans would react. I don't know if they will. They might. You know, they're so enamored with the quarterback position. I don't know what they're going to think. I don't know what Howie and Jeffrey Lurie would think. But I think the fan base would definitely think that, and it would take a while for that to break.
If with this season flipped, meaning, you know, the first part of the season was the opposite, and, you know, at the end of the season, and the end of the season was the first, meaning he was playing better at the beginning of the season, and then it tailed off towards the end. We could have that conversation. Mm-hmm. He has gotten better. We're going to be playing a better football team. You know, yeah. That's obvious.
No question about it.
We're playing a better football team Sunday. And so for me, I think that, you know.
Yeah, fans aren't always reasonable, you know. They're not always reasonable. They're going to be playing Tom Brady and defending Super Bowl champs here, and we'll have lost that game. But you know.
Yeah, they won't be happy. They won't be happy with the loss no matter how we look at it. But I think they'll be realistic when they say, you know, this kid has a lot of room to grow. And I think if he grows into what I think he has the potential to grow in, then we're in a good situation.
All right, let's take a quick break. We'll come back, and this is the home stretch with Brian Westbrook. So you can climb on at 610-632-0975. Might be the last time you get to talk about a football game. Maybe not, because if they win this game, Tyrone's already saying they could beat Green Bay.
Then they're going to be playing most likely at the Rams.
How about that?
In the NFC title game.
NFC title game.
And the Super Bowl's out there, so you might as well pack for a 3-week
stay. So there it is. The old New York Giants go on the road, win all those games, and win the Super Bowl.
That's right. If they can win this one.
610-632-0975. We are back after this quick break.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
Back.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most of us, Keith Urban also has a bucket list. You may be surprised to learn what is and is not on his. Text Keith to 45911 to read and learn more about the central theme of Keith's bucket list. Get a link to the story sent right to your phone when you text Keith to 45911. Go inside country music at BackstageCountry.com.
The Fanatic.
Yeah, 4:46, Mike Misnow Show. Eagle Friday, Football Friday, and it's brought to us by Pump Man Philly. If you need a water pump expert for your facility, just contact Pump Man Philly, the guys to know to fix your flow. All right, let's get some calls in here. The people that have been hanging in here to talk with Brian. Bill in Haven, PA joins us. What's up, Bill?
Yeah, how you doing?
Good.
Yeah, before I answer a question, I want to ask you, how many Super Bowls was Brady in?
10.
10?
Yes.
And how many did he win?
7.
And who won the most? NFC East, right? Giants beat him twice, and the Eagles beat him one. And they could have beat him that one game only, McNabb threw an interception. So I think they play him pretty tough, don't you?
No.
You
don't? No, listen.
What kind of Eagle fan are you?
Of course. Listen, this is different. You asked me a question. He's beaten them 5 times to their 2 wins over him.
Beaten the Eagles 5 times?
Yes. So I wouldn't think that's doing very well against them. Obviously, the Super Bowl was a monster win for them, but he threw for over 500 yards in that game.
Yeah. Well, you know what? I think they might have a chance to win if they played them like they did when they just won the Super Bowl. RPOs. Get the short passes and get them to their runners. Because you see, they're a good running team. If they could get the passes and get the runners running, they might have a good chance to win the game.
I think you're right, brother.
Because I guess you got to use your head a little bit to get the...
Yeah, I think the quarterback's got to run a lot in this game.
Well, yeah, he could run too, but if he had a chance, like I said, that worked beautiful, them RPOs.
Yeah, but it's a different team. You know, the RPOs were more of a Nick Foles type of production.
Well, see, I mean, they're going to find out if our quarterback could throw the long bombs. If he can't,
yeah,
he's going to have to revert to the short ones.
Right, I get that. I think they're going to have to use Dallas Goedert a lot. But, you see, the problem with the Eagles is their attack isn't diversified when it comes to the air attack. Yeah, they really have 2 guys that they can count on. And surprisingly enough, this over-under number, Brian, was out there. We talked about it a little earlier. Devontae Smith is over-under number on receiving yards is what? What did I say it was? 47?
It was
something like that?
Something like that.
It was very low, surprisingly low.
It's 47 yards.
Yeah,
if Devontae Smith ends the game with less than 50 yards, we have no chance of winning.
Yeah, that's what the over-under number is, so... That always gets my attention when these guys extrapolate those numbers.
Yeah. I mean, Dallas Goedert has to be 70-plus. Devontae Smith has to be 85, 90-plus for us to be able to get those plays down the field.
Yeah, and Dallas Goedert's
over. The defense,
yeah, I agree. Dallas Goedert's number's like 55 over under.
Not enough. Yeah. But that also falls in line with the thought process that the Bucks will win. So, I mean, that makes sense. If they get over those numbers towards what I just mentioned, now we got a chance to be in a situation where we can win a football game.
Yeah, Dallas got a 55.5. Devontae Smith, 44.5.
Yeah, not all enough. Right.
Okay, let's go Dave in Audubon. Dave, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Dave.
Mike Ingress, how we doing?
What's going on, Dave?
Thanks for taking my call, as always. Like to talk a little bit about the Eagles game, obviously, and how I'm feeling about it. But first, I want to do a comment on something that Ty said that I heard when I was driving home. I was raised in Oakland. I grew up in Oakland. I'm from Oakland. O-A-K-L-Y-N.
Yes.
And I'm just curious where he got that from. The trap town, the whole trap town theory.
Multiple people who went there
really?
to have a drink or two at dinner. I was told that the entire town was a trap, and on social media, people are saying that I am correct. I don't know, because I don't go to Oakland like that, but I've heard.
Right. Well, see, the thing with me, that whenever I would go out for a drink, at any bar was within walking distance from my house anyway. So maybe it's like sort of an outsider thing. But it's just funny having lived
well,
there.
Well, sometimes when you're inside, you don't realize what the outside perception is because you're inside. And you don't want to think less of your town. You know?
Possibly.
Yeah.
As far as the upcoming game, Mike, I'm anything but nervous. I'm super excited. Mm-hmm. I mean, I really am. I'm not like walking around my chest pumped out, like overconfident that we're going to win this game. But my gut is telling me that this is going to be a competitive football game.
Yeah, I think the gut feeling, that's a consensus. That I think most people feel that. Even nationally, I think. I haven't read anybody really? Where somebody's saying that the Bucs are going to cover. Like, I think everybody thinks it's going to be a tougher game than the number would suggest.
I agree. That line seems high to me, and I think they got a puncher's chance. And like I said, I'm anything but nervous. It's competitive playoff football against the defending champs. Like, you know, I'm looking forward to it, man.
All right,
I'm excited.
All right, you got it, buddy. Appreciate the call. Challenging the Oakland.
It's being confirmed.
I don't know Oakland like that either, so I have no. I'm out.
And I'm not saying it's true. I was saying there are certain towns in South Jersey where I grew up where they say that about. I know some are true. I won't say them, but I know there's some that are. And uh-huh. I've said when discussing some that definitely are, people have brought that town also to my attention.
Yeah.
And I go, oh, really?
Well...
That's all? I said, oh, really?
I didn't even know where Oakland is. Is it in Camden County? Is Oakland in Camden?
I think that's Camden County still. You like, because you go down the White Horse Pike.
Yeah.
I think so.
Okay. All right, what's the high school there?
It is Camden County.
Well, what's the high school in Oakland Bay?
Oakland High?
No.
What is it?
I think they go to one of the regional.
Not right? Oakland High, right?
No. Do they go to Sterling? They go to a different school called a different name.
Okay.
And my dad weighs in.
Oh, what's your dad? What's your dad say?
I can't use the language he uses, but he's heard it too.
He's heard CBJ weighed in on Oakland.
He's heard it.
Okay. Brian, listen, a pleasure. This is going to be a really exciting weekend, and I'm sure we'll be in touch. So, I'm assuming you're liking the Eagles.
You know, I do not. I think Tampa's a little bit too much for the Eagles this week. I'm picking Tampa to win. I hope that our Eagles put up a good fight and a good showing. But I think Tampa's going to end up winning this.
All game. Right. Thanks, man. Have a great weekend. We'll talk to you on Monday. No, will we talk to you Monday?
No,
talk to you Monday. That's right.
Let's see if we can talk to you Tuesday.
We talk to you Tuesday? Tuesday?
Sounds like a plan.
All right.
Tuesday.
We'll talk to you then.
Sounds good.
There he is. Brian Westbrook checking in as he does every Friday. Brought to us by Landis Blockage, Gerald Dropping, Backyard Paradise online at landisbc.com. All right. In the 5 o'clock hour, we have a lot of people on hold who want to talk about this game. When we talk about the game at the end, I'm going to do the play the game final score with you. Because it might be the last time we do this thing this weekend. So if you get close, you will win a prize. Yet to be determined. Mike Missinelli Show. Big 5 o'clock hour coming up.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com. Your online home for all things country music. It's going to be a busy year for country superstar Jason Aldean. He's extended his Highway Desperado tour and is teaming up with Kid Rock for Rock the Country tour dates. We've ranked our top 5 Jason Aldean music videos. Text Jason to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Jason to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic.
Yeah, it's 5 o'clock hour. Mike Missinelli Show, 97.5 The Fanatic. 5 o'clock hour brought to you by Guided Jordan Window. Take advantage of Guided Jordan Window's big winter sales event. Through the month of January, you're going to get 40% off all windows and doors. Just call 1-877-GO-GUIDA or Visit goguida.com. All right, so in this hour, I'm going to ask you, as we talk about this game, for your prediction on what will be the play of the game, what will be the final score of the game. If you get close, we're going to give you a prize. Now, a couple notes on this. First of all, the broadcasting team will be the A team of Buck and Aikman.
Yes.
Also, the Eagles will be wearing the green tops with the white pants, which I think is actually their best look. However, Booney just tweeted out, Dan Roche, of course, is our producer at NBC Sports Philly, that their record is not really good with it.
I think they're undefeated with the black pants.
Are they?
Yeah, whatever apparently the tops are, I think the black pants, they were undefeated.
Booney's, so the Eagles organization is not superstitious.
Booney's got them at 2-7 with that getup.
With that particular one?
Yes.
Well, not superstitious. There you go. I'm all right with that.
Yeah.
My guess is Jalen was pushing for it. They listened to quarterback about that. That's how we got the green.
He likes that jersey.
Yeah. I don't know if he liked it. I think that might be what
I like the green on white. I think it's their best look. But if they don't win it, you know.
Yeah, 2-7.
That's phenomenal.
Yeah, I don't like that 2-7. I do think that kind of that mojo matters. Especially it matters when you're not as talented. I like having mojo on my side.
Okay. Mojo it is.
But they don't have the mojo. Yeah, so now they just going to do it with just pure talent.
Interestingly enough, the broadcast team on Westwood One's broadcast.
Our guy.
Tom McCarthy and Ron Jaworski.
Yeah.
So on radio, they're going head to head with the radio, the local radio announcers.
That'll be pretty
interesting.
Yeah, that'll be, we saw he did a great job on the national broadcast on TV. Mm-hmm. And now he comes right back and does,
yes.
That's pretty cool.
Westwood One.
Mm-hmm.
All right, let's go to Florida. Rob, where are you at in Florida, brother?
Palm Beach Gardens.
Palm Beach Gardens. All right, you're in the same state. So let's roll with this game here.
Well, first of all, it's a cold 70 degrees down here today.
Yeah, I know. You guys make me sick. You really do. I'm playing 36 in that kind of weather.
And I want to say one more thing before I get to my score. You know what this week is, right? You know it's the Eagles Bucks, but it's Fudge Tom Brady week. That's what this whole week is, Fudge Tom Brady. I can't say the other word on air, I know.
Yeah, okay.
So I got a close game going into the fourth quarter. All right. Mm-hmm. Bucks have a chance to win it. Brady draws them all the way down there to win it. No time left. They missed the field goal. Eagles win 26-24.
Missed field goal gives Birds the win. All right, Rob.
26-24.
26-24 is your final score. All right.
Yes, sir.
I like it. Now, what are you going to be doing for the game there? Are you tempted to go to the game?
I am tempted. I got some friends over on the West Coast that are going to be at the game. But I think I'm going to watch it with a couple of my buddies, a couple of Eagles fans down here in South Florida. And then what I like to call some fake Patriots fans who cheer for Tom Brady. So I'll be watching with a few of those fake Patriots fans too.
All right. Well, you have fun. And thanks for your prediction, brother.
Thanks, man.
Here's Rob, West Palm. That's not a bad gig either. You like the West or the East Coast of Florida?
East.
You like the East better?
Yeah.
Really? I'm an East Coast person. I like the West Coast part of Florida.
I kind of like the West.
Tampa's the West Coast side.
Yeah, it is.
I like the Gulf side.
Naples is West Coast. And I found that very interesting.
Yeah, you see, Naples straight over across the state.
I did.
Drop me off in Fort Lauderdale.
What's really funny is I did that from Fort Lauderdale to Naples.
Yeah.
Right? That one road has no gas stations.
For real?
It's just a straight road. There's no exits. You can't get off exits anymore.
Really?
Yeah, I made it.
What is it, like an hour and ten minutes
What
or
is
so?
It called? Alligator Alley?
I don't know.
What it's called?
I don't know. I stay on the...
Yeah, it's like an hour and 40 from Lauderdale.
Yeah. I like the West Coast. I like Clearwater Beach a lot, that area.
It is nice.
I like that area quite a bit.
I'm a fan of Sarasota as well.
Yep. My family there.
Miami's decent to visit, but I couldn't live there.
No way.
You got family that you can just visit down there.
I wish.
I'm envious of that.
Yeah, me too.
And my best girlfriend lives in Fort Lauderdale, so.
See, look at that.
Yeah, I try to get there a lot.
All right. A different kind of level of life.
Because, you're just depriving Florida Mike. Tyrone?
Yeah, Florida Mike's different.
I need to see this Florida Mike.
Mike gets off there. He's all cool, getting the rental car.
I can't wait.
All of a sudden, he's all relaxed. He's got a cigar. Because you could be outside. He's got a cigar.
Right.
On the ready.
I love it.
Strolls in, sneakers on, and we're just rolling around. Hey, why don't we go to this
Clark said I had a driver. I think it was just one of my buddies dropped me off at the station.
That's hey, that was a driver.
I didn't think it meant driver. No. It was somebody down there who had a
my
car.
My buddy, we had a car. Let's go Carl in Southampton. Carl, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. What's up, Carl?
How you doing, Mike?
What's going on, Carl?
Jen, Tyrone, how are you? So anyway, I'm going to give you the scenario from... the coin flip to halftime.
The coin flip to halftime. Okay. Yeah. All right.
The Eagles win the flip. They defer. Naturally.
Would you defer? Would you give the ball to Brady first?
Yeah, well, that's...
Okay.
I'm telling you how it is.
Okay.
I wouldn't do it, but that, you know...
Yeah, I would change the rules with Brady, but okay. All right, they deferred.
So Tampa Bay gets the ball to start the game.
Uh-huh.
Ping, 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 ping. Tampa Bay scores in about 3 minutes. 7-0.
They ping their way down the field?
Right down the field. Ping, okay. Ping, ping.
All right.
Eagles get the ball, and they run it well.
Yeah.
They're chewing up clock. They're moving the ball. They're jamming it down their throat. They get down in the red zone, but they can't score.
Oh.
7-3. They go for the field goal.
Yes.
They kick the ball back to Tampa Bay.
Yeah, is this going
to
be a long like play-by-play for every series or what?
Yeah, well,
give me the abridged version of what's going to happen here.
Well, Tampa Bay's going to get the ball back. Ping, 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 ping.
They're going to ping him again? I can't take all these pings.
Then the Eagles are going to get the ball, and they're going to run it better than they did the first time, but they're not going to be able to score. It's going to be 2 minutes till halftime. They go 14-6. Brady gets the ball back. Ping, 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 ping. 21-6. Half is almost over, and so is the game.
All right, so he's pinging his way to a Tampa Bay romp. From the coin flip to halftime.
I mean, ping, ping, ping.
Yeah, I wrote his name down, too, like he was going to give me a play to game and final score.
Steady just gave me ping.
He's probably an Eagle hater and a Tampa Bay fan.
You know, I think some of these TV people are taking advantage with some of their stand-ups, by the way, down there for the Eagles game.
Yeah.
Well, now a guy's in Clearwater. Now, why is he in Clearwater?
Who's in Clearwater?
Somebody on a different channel. It's not one of our channels, but these guys are going down there to do their stand-ups, and I think they're just looking for an excuse to go to different beaches while they're down in Florida.
Oh, so they went a little south of Tampa, so they get a beach setting?
Why are you in St. Petersburg? If you talk about Eagles Tampa Bay, why you're doing sports, why you got to go to St. Petersburg to do your stand-up? They taking advantage.
That's abnormal.
Why did they
just find a beach for a screenshot? Is that what the idea is?
These guys are there. They're going there with the camera crew.
We know there's a beach. We know there's beaches in Florida. We already got the idea.
Oh, and they're talking to Eagles fan. I'm in Clearwater.
You gotta stay down. They come downtown Tampa and do you stand up.
No. These guys are taking advantage. They're using this between John Clark in the pool while he's calling you. Oh, these kids are splashing me. I mean, these kids got to stop. I'm doing research.
It's for those guys to go to a beach town and hang out.
Exactly. Every channel got these guys in every place but Tampa.
Man, I wouldn't be surprised they're staying at the beach, too, like driving up to Tampa to cover the game.
Oh, I'm sure.
Brian on a cellular, 97.5 The Fanatic. Brian.
Hello, Mike. How are you?
What's up, Brian?
First of all, always a pleasure to listen to you three. You three are a good trio.
Thank you.
And I go way back with you, with Mr. Frederick, so that's even better.
Thank you very much, brother.
Now, but a good wish on a birthday on Sunday, which is my birthday on Sunday. Mm-hmm. Hopefully I'll get a good win. I think the Eagles game comes down to the head coach, the defensive coordinator, and the front four. Do you agree?
Yes. Well, I think the defensive coordinator is going to have to fortify his front four with something creative. I don't think the front four is going to make that much of a difference unless... He does something creative.
Right. And
because the problem is that Josh Sweat, I don't know what his status is. He's an important guy. He's now questionable. So, like, who am I going to depend on to get the steady rush of the quarterback? And I got to depend on my tackles because I certainly can't depend on the other guy.
I think they're going to kind of sneak him in there. They're saying questionable and then play him at game time.
Well, then that would change my outlook. I'd be a little more optimistic. But I just think that Brady is a guy that you have to just give a different twist to get him thinking that. So he tries to outsmart you and, like, you just twist him up a little bit.
Are you ready for my score?
Yes. What do you got?
Okay. Well, I got the Eagles with 24 points. And then Tampa has 28. Eagles score a touchdown, get with a 2-point conversion, makes it 32-28. And Brady can't get the touchdown, so he can't get the field goal to tie it because.
The Eagles. So how do they score that? So what's the key play for them to score that go ahead touchdown?
Devontae Smith long touchdown pass.
Devontae with a bomb.
With a bomb.
Oh. All right, man, you got it.
Thank you, Mike.
Thanks, Brian. Appreciate the call. Well, there you go, Devontae with the bomb. That would be nice. We didn't see many of those this year.
Mm-mm.
No, but it would be nice, and Tampa probably wouldn't respect it.
Yeah.
Take the shot, make the safety stay
honest.
How
good would that be? They take the lead. Brady can't get it done.
I'd love that.
Love it.
There goes 2-minute Tom, and he can't get it done.
That would be perfect.
By the way, this visor's been bugging me. I hate this look. I hate a visor.
I love a visor.
Do you?
Yeah, because I like of my a hair. Visor.
You see, I can't roll with a visor. Your hair stick. I don't understand the visor. I don't understand why. Like, what's the visor supposed to do?
Shield the sun.
Yeah, all right, but why? But who cares what why would you want your head exposed?
Head can still burn, though.
Well, yeah, but why would you want that? I don't understand the idea of the visor.
Well, I'm not putting a hat over all this hair.
Well, yeah,
I understand
your situation. Like, a white dude doesn't look good in a visor.
I like a visor.
You do?
Yeah.
I mean, I feel like it's standard for gold.
It doesn't sit right. Like, his hair sticks up.
It's supposed to.
It's annoying. All right, let's go with Sean in Phillipsburg. Sean, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Sean.
Hey, what's going on, guys?
What's going on,
Happy
Sean?
Friday.
How you doing?
Good. How about you guys?
Good.
Hey, so I'm going to talk about one simple thing that I feel hasn't been talked about all week leading up to this playoff game.
What do you got?
The only true way that I think Philadelphia is actually going to win this game is, time of possession, dude. Keep the ball out of Brady's hands. Keep your defense.
Yeah, we've talked about that about 100 times this week, but I understand. Obviously, if you control the game, keep him off the field. But even when he's on the field, he's the guy that's going to be on the field for a while, right?
Right.
He's not a 3-and-out guy, so this notion to keep him off the field really isn't realistic that you're going to actually keep him off the field and restrict him.
It's in a perfect world, you know what I mean?
Yes, I get you. It seems to be the most fundamental thing, obviously. But, you still have to score while you're dominating the clock. You have to score points off of that.
Ultimately, yes. Yeah. It can't come down to Jake Elliott's foot on Sunday, I'll tell you that. It's going to have to come down to Miles Sanders, and God help him, man, with that broken hand. I can't imagine how he feels right now.
Yeah, well, surgically repaired. I think they say it's good. All right, so what is your play of the game and final score, Sean?
I'm going to say that the play of the game is going to be a pick six. I think Brady will make just one mistake on some pressure. I'm going to give that pick six to Rodney McLeod.
Ooh, okay.
Got McLeod on it.
Uh-huh.
Taking it to the house for a 70-yard pick six. This will be a long one.
The safety goes to the house with a pick.
Yes, sir.
All right.
Yes, sir.
All right. You got it, buddy.
Now, as far as an outcome goes, we all have to be realistic at the end of the day.
Uh-huh.
Unfortunately, I got to give this one to Tampa 28-23.
Ooh, so you have the Eagles hanging in there, being in there.
They're going to hang in there. We know that. I think, how do you feel about it? You think Philly's going to compete at least?
I think they will compete, yes.
Okay, that's a good answer.
Yes.
I think most people agree on that.
Yeah, I think the whole world thinks they're going to cover.
Yeah, there's definitely going to be one hell of a dogfight down in Tampa on a Sunday. I mean, I'm looking forward to it, man. It's going to be a good one.
All right. Sounds good, brother. You enjoy it. I don't think anybody's talked about the control, the ball control of it.
Yeah, that's right. You mean giving Tom Brady less bites at the apple would be a good thing? Yeah.
Now, here's the other thing. When you play the game, he took a stab at it. But, Rodney McLeod, a pick six is going to usually be a corner. Pick sixes.
Well, it depends. No, it depends. But if you throw it down the seam.
Yeah, but Rodney McLeod, one of those guys going to take you to the house for 70?
It depends.
Yeah?
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, he possibly could. I don't think that's likely.
No, I don't think it's likely.
But I don't think a pick six is likely, period.
Yeah, because it would have to be a foolish toss by Brady.
A new receiver, he's supposed to cut out. He cuts in. He misreads it. And then a Slay was to jump it. That could happen. Where Brady threw it to the right spot. Mm-hmm. But the receiver, because he's not used to it, misreads the side adjustment. And the ball's where it's supposed to be, but the receiver's not. That makes for an easy pick. Those happen.
All right, let's go to Joe on a cell. What's up, Joe?
Hey, how you doing, Mike?
Good, Joe.
Hey, long-time listener, first-time caller. Great show you guys put together.
Thanks, buddy.
I'm driving, so I didn't really hear your show earlier, but anybody talk about stopping the Gronk, the beast?
Yeah, well, Tyron talked about that earlier this week, about Gronkowski, and the tight ends in general, I think, might be a problem here in this game. Now, Gronkowski, I'm looking at the over-under number for yards for him was set pretty low by Vegas. So, I don't know what's going to happen, but they've got three guys that are going to, I think, affect the game at that position.
You mean Tampa Bay?
Yeah, they've got Brayton, O.J. Howard, in addition to Gronk.
That's right. They have the other beef. He's a good tight end.
Yeah, so, Gronk will pick his spots. His over-under yards number is 59.5.
That's low, I think.
Yeah, and I think it's because they know the other guys will he'll go to his tight ends. There's no question about it. I mean, it'd be foolish for him not to. The Eagles really haven't covered tight ends well all year.
No, not especially him.
Yep. All right, so how you feeling about your play, the game, and your final score here, Joe?
Well, I think, in general, I think they got to get some points from either special teams or a defensive TD to keep it close. Mm. And, they got to get points every time they get out there. They can't go three and out.
Yeah.
You know, put Brady on the field too much, he's gonna burn you.
Yeah.
Score, I think it's going to be around, I'm an Eagle fan, but I think it's going to be tough. I'm looking at 28-21.
Okay, well, that's a cover, and that's respectable. I know. Oh, now, what play of the game are you calling here for that, either, the other? So you give me a Tampa Bay play if you want, too.
Play of the game, I think Hurts can do something on his feet, maybe scramble and get a touchdown.
Okay.
I think that would help him tremendously. Or even just a run by one of the running backs. We got a good offensive line.
Give me a specific play and a yardage.
How about Hurts running about 25 yards on a scramble and scoring?
All right. Sounds good. That'll keep him in it. There it is. Yeah, I got to make a pick on this game before the end of the show.
You do.
And as I told you before, I can't really, I'm not trusted to make important decisions. So
maybe it'll be your best one yet.
I might have to let you guys make the call.
Oh, for you?
No.
Tyrone said
no.
You have to make a pick.
All right, I'll make a pick.
You don't want to do it yet.
It's coming up. I'm going to wait till the last possible second. We'll take a break. Mike Missinelli Show continues.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music.
Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.
97.5 The Fanatic. The biggest names in Philly sports talk are on 97.5 The Fanatic. The Chunk and Cade Show.
There are two things that we will not see on Sunday. A lopsided blowout by Tampa, and most certainly a lopsided blowout in favor of the Eagles. The Eagles will play a much better game than they played last time with Tampa, but the score will look worse. 34-23 Tampa.
Anthony Gargano.
Every one of the guys that I spoke to said the Eagles have a chance to win the game. These are guys in the league that have seen them up close. It made me feel good doing this exercise. I believe the Eagles are in the game. It's a game in the fourth quarter.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
I don't expect them to win this game against Tampa Bay, but it would be nice if you gave your fan base a fighting chance into the fourth quarter by putting some doubt in Tampa's mind. And if it takes a last-minute drive from Brady, it's going to hurt, but at least you were there.
Today on The Fanatic.
Brought to you by Philly Pretzel Factory, the official pretzel of the Philly sports fan.
97.5 The Fanatic. Philadelphia.
All righty, is now time for our final Twitter poll numbers. And the final Twitter poll is brought to us by PoweredByMoyer.com. Make sure your gear is ready for whatever winter brings. PoweredByMoyer.com carries thousands of OEM and aftermarket parts and accessories for outdoor power equipment from brands like Husqvarna, Honda, MTD, much more. Just order online at PoweredByMoyer.com. All right, Jen, we didn't have the last update. So this is it.
This is it.
This is the stored up final Twitter poll numbers.
The final update. Final votes. Will the Eagles beat the Bucks on Sunday? 58% say yes. There you go.
58%. Now, we were as high as 62.
I believe so.
Yeah, at one point.
Yeah.
And we were as low as 50 earlier this week.
Yeah, Monday was 50-50. Yeah.
Yes.
So 8% so more confident.
I like it.
I like it too.
Yeah, it's not a large jump, but it's good enough. Yes. People are feeling it a little bit.
Yeah.
It's good. And it's nice. And I'm still, again, so glad we have playoffs.
Right.
It'd have been a draft pick.
No. Yeah.
You guys embarrassed. Oh, I don't feel silly about that.
Nobody feels that anymore, I don't think.
Yes, they do.
No, really?
Yeah, that was the second poll.
They didn't learn
on
it?
Monday. They said, no, I don't feel stupid. Who cares? Yeah, really? There's still those people out there. I'm going to try to smoke them out tomorrow.
Get them, Tyrone.
you got another pregame show tomorrow.
Yeah.
A.M.
In the A.M., yeah.
All right, let's go to Michael in Marlton, New Jersey. What's up, Mike?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
What's happening? How you doing?
Good. Hey, I don't want to burst anyone's bubble, but the Eagles are not in the same place as Tampa Bay. And I'm rooting for the Eagles.
they're an 8.5-9 point underdog. So you're not telling me anything new. Yeah, Tampa Bay's defending Super Bowl champs with the best quarterback of all time. But, you know, in playoff games, you never know what can happen.
Okay, well, here's my question to you then. Uh-huh. Have the Eagles beaten any team this year that had a better-than-average quarterback?
No.
Well, there's my point. That's exactly
what I'm saying. But, again, this is a playoff game where you never know what could possibly happen. And I'm thinking that they are a better team than the first time they played Tampa Bay. So the idea is if they can run the football, hang in there, limit the other team's opportunities, they can keep it close. And they can keep it close. You never know. Again, if they keep it close in the fourth quarter, you have no idea what can happen.
No, I think they fall behind by 14 points by halftime, but I think they come within the 10 points by the end.
Okay,
of the game.
So you're saying they're going to cover. All right, so the cover means that they're semi in the game, and like when you look at this team, and I hear you, they haven't beaten a good quarterback. They did beat up on bad teams to get into playoffs, but at least it would be encouraging if they made this a game.
Oh, I love it, and I want them to win, but you got to be realistic. They beat a lot of bad teams.
I agree. I totally agree with you.
That's all I'm saying.
All right. You got it, buddy.
That's all I got, buddy.
All right, all right. All right. Appreciate the call. Yeah, listen. It will be a tall order, but, you know, you just heard Anthony. He's talking to football people around the league. I think the Eagles have a serious chance to win this game.
Why not?
They got. They absolutely have a chance. Yep. Anybody saying they don't have a chance is wrong.
Yes.
The tough part I have is if God came down and said, I'm not going to tell you who, but it will be a blowout, then I know who's going to win. That's the issue.
Yeah.
I don't think the Eagles can blow them out.
Yeah.
That doesn't mean the Eagles can't win. While I think hypothetically Tampa could blow them out, but I don't think they will.
Okay. Well, then let's go to Josh in Belmar, see what he thinks. What's up, Josh?
Hey, Mike. How are we doing?
Good. How you doing?
I'm doing good. I think for the Eagles to win, Hurts needs to basically play like Alex Smith, basically, you know, nice little like four, maybe five big throws, nothing really major. You know, but I have the Eagles winning this game 24-22 on a 50-plus yard field goal by Elliott.
24-22. How long is that field goal by Elliott?
54 yards.
50? Oh, man. If you're talking this is like late game field goal?
I think Brady goes down the field, puts his team, gets a touchdown to put the Bucs up by one. They go for two. Don't get it. Like 30, 45 seconds left. Hurts goes down with a nice like 30-yard seam route to Goddard, gets in field goal range, and they just take a shot with Elliott.
Well, listen, if they win this on 54-yard field goal, you know, people are going to love their kickers. Yeah, I mean, they're gonna, Mike, you don't know what you're talking about. Kickers are very important. But I don't care. That would be fantastic. If they could win it with a field goal like that, how exciting would that be?
Exactly. When's the last time we had a, like, other than the Super Bowl, like, I mean, that's the last big playoff kick Elliott had.
Yeah.
He's shown he can do it in clutch moments, so I think Elliott wins this game for us.
All right. Sounds good, Josh. Thank you, buddy.
Yeah,
I appreciate it. See, here's the thing about Hurts and runs. Defenses get really frustrated when a dude like that will break. They got him. Breaks out. He bangs him for 25. You know, that kind of stuff, it's like chipping away at clay feet.
Clay feet?
Yeah, feet of clay. You know, you just chip away, and all of a sudden you lose your footing.
I gotcha.
Jim in Springfield. What's up, Jim?
Hey, Mike, how you doing?
Hello, Jim.
Hello?
Yeah, we got you, Jim. You got to turn off whatever you got on in the background. You're going to listen to that.
Okay, I think I got the right score here, Mike. I got the Eagles 31, the Bucks 27, and I can even break it down for you.
All right, I want to hear this.
I have rushing TDs by Hurts and Sanders.
Uh-huh.
I got two receiving touchdowns on that soft Tampa secondary by Quez Watkins and Deontay. And I got a 48-yard field goal by Elliott, right?
Uh-huh.
On the other side of the coin, I got the Bucks. We got Gronk with a TD. Fournette comes back with a TD. Two field goals and a late TD by Mike Evans is 31-27 Eagles.
All right, so to get to 31, that would be the big score. What is that score?
The big score? The
play of the game that gets him to 31.
You want the big touchdown?
Yes.
80 yards to Quez Watkins.
An 80-yard bomb.
On a soft Tampa secondary, soft as ice cream on an 85 degree.
All right, 80-yard bomb to Quez.
Because, listen, Tampa's secondary, I've been hearing it all week, soft.
Yeah, they are. They're not, it's not their strength, that's for sure.
So our offensive line is going to give them time. They're going to think it's the run. We'll go heavy early in the game with the run and then hit them late with the pass and 31-27.
All right. You got it, buddy. We'll see how that works out for you. The 80-yard bomb to Quez. How you feeling about that, Tyrone? Because, you know, that might be open. You know, Quez might have that bomb available to him. They don't pay any attention to him.
Yeah, I hope that happens.
You're not feeling it, though.
Well, I watched 17 games.
Okay.
How many 80-yard touchdowns did he have in the 17
games? Not any.
So?
What? But this is the thing. Magic has to happen in this game.
Right.
So however the magic happens.
Again, I want it to happen. But, I mean, come on.
It's speculative. at best.
At best.
Randy in Strathmere, New Jersey. Randy, what's up?
Hey, how you doing?
Good, how you doing?
Good, man. Mike, just a quick walk down memory lane. You and I had a face-to-face conversation a long time ago, and you were right about I wanted the Eagles to draft Williams. And you said, they ain't going to do that. They're going to draft McNabb. You were absolutely right.
You are the Ricky Williams band wagon. Yeah. Yeah,
We were at the Duville talking about
that. Yes. Yes, I remember that.
That was cool. But anyway, I have a question. Just one quick question for this game. And how or can they or will they be able to cover the short pass across the middle, the birds?
It's a very good question, Randy. And that would include the tight ends in that space. The Eagles have been burned by tight ends all year. If I'm the offensive coordinator, I make a point to include that and have Brady pound that a lot. So my sense would be that's going to be difficult for them to do.
Yeah, me too. I think they got a fighter's chance, and I'm hopeful. So. Anyway, it's nice.
All right. Well, how are things down the shore today?
They're beautiful.
Is it beautiful today? You going to get that cold snap come through?
Not yet. I had my three dogs on the beach today. It's beautiful.
Oh, that's nice. All right, Randy, you take care of yourself.
I'll see you down here, brother.
All right, Val. There you go. Nothing like taking the dogs for a run on the beach.
They're going to get hit this weekend down the shore.
Right, it's going to be chilly.
Cold, windy.
Yeah. I think I'm going to go down to just go down. It's too cold.
I thought the same thing. I was going to go down this weekend.
Too cold to go
but
down.
Yeah.
You know, what's the point?
And Wildwood floods. It's going to be flooding.
You know, like walk on the beach in cold weather with wind.
All these people with these fancy shore houses.
Well,
you can come anytime, Tyrone.
You know where I was going to go? And on my front porch.
You lie.
On my back deck. But now I can't because the weather's bad. Oh, no.
Yeah, I haven't been down in a really long time, man. It's just like, you know.
I'm just saying.
It's
sorry.
It's very ghost townish.
I see. I like it.
Where I am.
Me too.
You like the ghost townish?
Yeah, it's not as bad.
Wildwood is not.
Yeah.
You know, I believe as ghost townish.
That at this company, 70% of people have a shore house.
You're in the 30% that don't.
Yeah, 70%.
Don't give up on the concept.
Yeah, right.
Listen, I'm saying 70%. I've been to so many people's shore houses down here. I haven't been to yours yet, but I've been to people that work at MMRs.
Yeah.
I've been to people that work every station. So I'm telling you, this station has more shore houses at their disposal than any this cluster than any place on earth.
That's not true.
Okay.
And look, mine has to work for itself. I'd rent mine out in the summertime. So I only get to use it in the wintertime. So I try to go, you know, as much as I can.
You rent it out also?
In the off season, yeah. Mm-hmm. Yep. Yep. So wintertime is my time.
I was always the kid without the shore house. Like growing up, you always had friends that had availability. Like somebody was connected.
Mm-hmm.
For sure. I was never that kid. So I said, you know, if I grow up to be an adult and I maybe can pull that off, like that would be a goal.
Yeah.
That's a wonderful goal.
To give to my daughter, or at least.
Right.
You know, so she can say, let's go to, the, you know, so you can do the same thing that was I couldn't do.
Right.
You know?
No, that's great. No, and I'm not a hater. I'm glad that everyone, I'm not saying that you guys should give up the houses.
I feel like you're hating a little bit.
No, I'm not. I'm glad y'all have the houses. It just reminds me, boy. This failure is something.
Well, oh, quit now.
We got to keep on pushing.
Yeah, it might be for sale, man. You interested?
Maybe. That's your house? No.
What?
No.
We can do a quick transaction.
Yeah. You got to talk to somebody who can afford it.
Go to Whitlow in Coatesville. Whitlow, you're on 97.5 The Fanatic. Whitlow.
Hey, what's happening, guys?
What's going on, Whitlow?
Not much, man. I've been getting a lot of slack from people at work. I'm an Eagles fan, of course, and, you know, they're 49ers and pretty much everybody that beat the Eagles this season. I got fans that people at work.
Yeah.
But I just want to give a rundown of why I feel we're going to win this game.
Okay.
And I'm very passionate about why I feel we're going to win this game. So, if you look at the first game, we lost by 6 points, one possession.
Yeah.
All right. And we scored that with about 5 minutes left in the game. So, it wasn't like we scored in the last minute, last 30 seconds or something like that. So, we had a chance to actually win
that game. They're very misleading. They were getting hammered in that game. Tampa Bay just kind of like, you know, come on.
Okay.
You know, it was 28-7.
But if you look at our team,
yeah,
Hurts ran the ball 10 times.
Yeah.
Other than that, Miles Sanders ran the ball 9 times for 56 yards.
Yeah. Well, they got behind. They got behind in the game. They were losing by 3 touchdowns.
You had nobody doing anything on that offense. We were a horrible coach team. Quez Watkins was our leading receiver with 3 catches.
Yeah. I agree. They're a much better team now than they were then.
Much better team. You don't have Godwin we don't have to worry about. They don't have Brown, who was the leading receiver that they had at the time.
Yeah.
The only person that they didn't have was Gronkowski.
Yeah. I hear you.
So give me
your final score and give me your play of the game.
All right. So final score, I think final score is going to be 24-19.
24-19 Eagles?
24-19 Eagles.
Okay. And what's the play of the game?
I think the play of the game, it's got to be to Devontae Smith.
Okay.
I think Hurts is going to have to scramble. Hurts is going to have to use his legs. And I think he's going to scramble. And, you know, I don't want to say it's going to be a touchdown or what, but I think he's going to scramble and throw the ball to Smith to get a first down to keep the drive going or something like that.
All right, I got it. I like it. That very well could happen. He's a good thrower when he's scrambling. He always seems to find a guy. And that's the thing at Tampa Bay. That's the thing that chips away at Tampa Bay. Like, you got the guy, doesn't look like he's going to make a play. He scrambles, boom, he's got a play. And it takes some sap out of you.
For sure.
All right, let's take a final break. On the other side, we got sound off to wrap up the week, to wrap up Football Friday after this.
The Mike Missinelli Show.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Picking 5 of Carrie Underwood's best music videos was no easy task, but after some debate, we landed on 5 we believe rise to the top. Did Carrie's 2014 hit Something in the Water make our top 5? Find out when you text Carrie to 45911 and scroll through the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Carrie to 45911 to get your eyes on our favorite Carrie Underwood music videos.
97.5 The Fanatic. Time for you to sound off. Sound off.
You got a beef with me? What is it? How are you doing?
You got a beef? It's time for you to sound off.
Oh, man, that's irritating.
You don't feel this energy that's going down right now. Number 5 will always love you.
Your chance to tell Mikey Miss what you're fired up about today.
Brought to you by DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. DryTech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at DryTech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to DryTechCorp.com.
Let's keep going. Sound off.
All righty, it's time for sound off. Closing out the week. And hopefully not the football season. 610-771-9705. We expect to hear a lot of sound-off calls at about 4:30, starting at 4:30 Sunday. But let's see what we have today as we go into the weekend of football.
Mike, everybody's talking about Tampa Bay. Like, they're so good. They're not that good. They can be beat. Any team can be beat. We got a shot just like any other team. Eagles, baby.
All right, there you go. Little pep talk. First sound-off. Any team can be beat.
Mike, I just want to make a quick guarantee for you, and that is Jalen Hurts plays the best game of his career. He's going to bring his Alabama Crimson Tide. This dude is going to be so clutch. He's going to play the best game he could possibly play.
I hope you're right, because he's probably going to have to. That means he's going to have to complete some passes along with maybe some creative dashes.
Don't be hating on Tom Brady. Tom Brady is good for football, but you got to beat him. You got to beat a guy like Tom Brady. When we beat him in the Super Bowl, I'm an Eagle fan, and I'm good now. I'm not hating on Tom Brady. If you don't beat a guy like Brady, you're going to be hating.
To beat the best, you got to beat the best. Who said that, Ty? Wasn't that what wrestler said that?
No, Nature Boy Ric Flair said, Nature to Boy. Be the man, you got to beat the man.
Oh, that's right. To be the man, you got to beat the man.
And I'm the man.
That's Nature Boy. That's right.
That's Nature Boy said that.
That's right. That's right.
Got the biggest house in the biggest side of town on the biggest hill with the big, big yard. And his shoes cost more than your house.
There you go.
I remember 19 years ago when the Buccaneers came into our house and destroyed a potential Super Bowl season. It was so bad, we had to tear the stadium down. Well, now it's our turn.
Oh, there you go.
I like it.
The revenge from 2002.
I'm watching the NFL Network. They just went to commercial talking about tune in Monday because we'll have Tom Brady here to discuss what the Bucs will have to do to make their run to the Super Bowl. I'm like, what? He's going to be doing nothing but going home and kissing his kids Monday because it's the end of his career. They ain't going any further. Bleeding green. Let's go.
Well, that's bad mojo, first of all.
Yeah, right?
To assume a dub. No good. These are all factors that lead him not to my selection.
Okay, when the Eagles win the toss, no more deferring. We want the ball, especially against Tom Brady. Come on, give our offense the first chance.
She picked my brain, because I don't think it's a good idea to defer Tom Brady either.
Agreed.
We'll see what happens. All right, close it down.
That's the best of the best today of Sound Off.
Brought to you by Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Drytech Waterproofing Solutions is the leader in basement waterproofing. For water in your basement, cracks in your foundation, or mold remediation, trust only the experts at Drytech Waterproofing Solutions. Protect your home. Go to drytechcorp.com.
Got a beef?
I don't like them.
What are the
reasons? Because I don't like
leaving at 610-771-9705. And listen tomorrow at 5:45 to see if your sound off gets on.
All right, that'll do it. All right, now just a little adviso here. Tomorrow morning, you can listen to Ty leading into the game. Tomorrow afternoon, you can listen to John Kincaid Show live from Tampa. And then on Monday, Martin Luther King Day, our regular show will not be on, but I will be on with Anthony Gargano to discuss the game on Monday. So we'll see how that works out. My selection, you know, I really would like to take the Eagles, and I'd like to take them with the points, but I'm sorry. I don't see it. I'll take Tampa Bay to cover, Ty. My final select. I mean, I fought it all week, but
it's all right.
You know, hopefully I'm wrong. Anyway,
that's right.
Stay tuned for the Draft Line Show with Devon Givens coming your way. And also, Sixers Celtics ball tonight right here on 97.5 The Fanatic on ABC Sports Philly. Stay tuned for Bird's Huddle and all your Sixers action pregame, the game, the postgame, and, of course, you're on tonight, too?
Yep.
Damn, quick turnaround for you.
Yes, sir.
Sixers Outsiders later tonight. Everybody have a great weekend. Let's root them on anyway. Be safe out there, and we'll talk to you Monday.
BackstageCountry.com, your online home for all things country music. Like most fans of country music, we're excited to learn that Luke Combs was back in the studio working on his next album. We've come up with our list of iconic Luke Combs music videos. Yes, Lovin' On You made the cut. Text Luke to 45911 to see if your favorite made the list on BackstageCountry.com. Text Luke to 45911 and we'll send the link straight to your phone.